The following is a Dowling Catholic Sports presentation on Iowa Catholic Radio. Our coverage of Dowling Catholic High School basketball is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, R&R Realty Group, St. Gregory Recovery Center, Two Rivers Glass and Door, Tamia and Sons, and Mama Mia's. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, broadcasting across Central Iowa at 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM, streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com and the Iowa Catholic Radio app. And now, the voice of Dowling Catholic High School Sports and Activities, Mark Amadeo.
And a very pleasant good evening and welcome to the Unidome here in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Mark Amadeo alongside John Chider tonight as we get set to bring you the 4A semifinal, at least the second one that is scheduled for tonight. And it's Dowling taking on Cedar Rapids Kennedy here in the second game. The first game just got over with, and it was the Valley Tigers advancing to the championship game as they defeated Bettendorf 35-7 earlier this evening and afternoon. And, John, welcome to the broadcast. We're pulling you up off the floor of the of the Unidome to have you up here tonight. And we'll get to that in a moment. We want to wish the family of Matt Mandring our best. Matt's dad passed away earlier today, and our thoughts and prayers are with the Mandring family. We found out last night he wasn't going to be here, so our thoughts are with the Mandring family at this time and the Dowling principal and all his immediate and family and friends up there in the Sheldon area, John.
Yeah, I just want to share my thoughts and prayers with Matt and his family as well, Mark, and that's very unfortunate.
Yes, it is, and nonetheless, the game must go on, and we must go on, so we're going to do it shorthanded. We're going to pull you off the sideline. I know you like being down there, but this sideline is a tight sideline, John. And we're indoors, 72 degrees. We're not outdoors like last week where we had the feels-like temperature of 25 degrees at game time. You were down there in that cold, but here it's a little bit different dynamic. We're back to August weather because it could be very low humidity. Kids get tired, dried out. We see cramping every once in a while. Didn't see it so much in the previous game between Valley and Bettendorf, right. But that can happen, especially with the quick turnaround.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mark. Indoors, it's hot in here. It's humid. Totally different atmosphere than last week, as you mentioned. And dehydration last year played a big part in that semifinal game against Bettendorf, and continued on the next week after a 4 overtime ball game with Bettendorf into Cedar Falls last year. And now Dowling's back here again in the semifinals against a good Cedar Rapids Kennedy team. And I think it's going to be a physical ball game. And injuries is definitely going to play a part of it.
And injuries are a big part of it. We want to thank Scott Unash from our neighbor next door from Cedar Rapids Raider. Just mentioned number 55 is out for Kennedy. The Cougars not dressed. And he is a young man who goes as their fullback at times. They bring in that big package. And we saw that 5 years ago when Dowling beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy in the 2015 state championship game, 41-10. Well, now their big fullback is no longer playing. And I believe, if I get my two deeps out, I didn't think I'd need to go to that right away. John, but if that's the case, then their starting left guard is out.
And also, he's a two-way player, Mark.
Yeah, the fullback, and then he goes on defense. He's like the left end. So that is a big factor. It could be a big factor in this contest, one alignment out for Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
Yeah, I was watching film of the Urbandale game, and he was their pulling guard. They like to run a lot of power plays, and they like to run behind him. And he was also a big factor on offense in different scenarios. So, yeah, that's a big loss for Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
Well, Kennedy gets here with the win last week over Urbandale back in Cedar Rapids. It was Cedar Rapids Kennedy 27-13 over Urbandale. In the first round, Kennedy just shellacked Fort Dodge, a 63-6 win over Fort Dodge, both games played down in Cedar Rapids at Kingston Stadium. And they come in, Kennedy does, as the fifth seed. Bettendorf, an earlier loser to the Valley Tigers, 35-7. Bettendorf was a number seven seed. So Dowling was probably going to be the three seed. They were going to host this game, just a matter of who they were going to play. And when Cedar Falls was upset by Bettendorf, 24-14 a week ago right here at the Unidome, that kind of changed things. Dowling goes from wearing their white jerseys, now wearing the home maroon jerseys.
Yeah, it's a different scenario. I mean, because Cedar Rapids Kennedy comes from the other side of the bracket, too,
yes,
Mark. So when you're looking at early projections, especially when you get in those later rounds on who you may see, and you're thinking Cedar Falls the whole time, and here we go, Cedar Falls gets upset last week, like you mentioned, by Bettendorf, and then a different scenario. Now you're playing a different team in Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And it kind of throws your game plan and makes it a little bit more complicated, because then you're trying to find different films on them and trying to break down different scenarios, because you haven't seen a team from the eastern side of the state all year long.
That's true. Again, you're listening to the pregame show tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadell, John Chido with you from the New Dome in Cedar Falls. The winner earlier tonight was the Valley Tigers. They're the number one seed. They're now 12-0 on the season, and they defeated Bettendorf in the game that preceded us 35-7 here at the Uni Dome. Both teams now, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, out there with their Golden Dome helmets. How about that for the Kennedy Cougars? And by the way, our board op, our studio producer, Jeff Piggott, is a Cedar Rapids Kennedy alum, and he had the presence of mind to send his kids to Dowling, but I just caught this. You'll like that picture. There he is. With
That's old school, yeah.
Yeah, and he's go Cougars, yeah. He's got a couple pins on that letter jacket. I don't know if that was – I didn't know they had bowling back then, or maybe they did.
Well, that's good stuff right there.
Jeff's a great guy. But both teams out on the field, and, John, what can we expect? You know, we don't have Matt here tonight due to the death of his father, and, you know, you think about the scenarios, matchups. Cedar Rapids Kennedy, we hear, big. They've got some big linemen, and two of them playing at the next level. Connor Colby, the right tackle. And if you're watching this on the webcast, number 77, he's an Iowa commit, just a junior, 280 pounds. And Nolan Jacobs, the North Dakota side, he's a senior, not dressed tonight, so he's out of the equation, number 55. So you look, that's what they've done a lot with. And when they want to get big, they'll bring in they used to bring in 55 as the moving from left guard to fullback. That's not going to happen tonight. So the playbook for head coach of Brian Wyatt at Kennedy might be a little limited without their big left guard.
Yeah, like we mentioned earlier, they like to run behind him, whether he's playing fullback or if he's playing left guard. They like to pull him, play side, and lead up the hole. They're Cedar Rapids Kennedy is a power running team. You'll see different types of sets. You'll see an overload, unbalanced type look where you'll have two extra linemen on one side, and they like to run behind that. They also run out of the shotgun a little bit. They don't throw the ball much, but their quarterback is a running type quarterback.
Right.
Like we saw last week with Ankeny. He's very quick and fast, and if he breaks the pocket, he'll hurt defenses with his feet.
Yeah, Kennedy, this group, as I was told, really didn't have a quarterback with these kids from eighth grade on. Yes, somebody did play quarterback, don't get me wrong, but the quarterback now is the coach's son, Max White, and he's actually a tailback.
Yeah.
And he is used as their second and third tailback. And that's another question mark for the Kennedy Cougars. Dowling fine as far as injury-wise for tonight's game, as they were the last two playoff games, but Max White comes in at quarterback. He can play tailback. But the starting tailback is Kayron Hendred, number 21, and he's been out with a high ankle sprain. Thusly, Branton Koski, who's their, well, you remember the name Michael Zachary for Dowling fans?
Yes.
This young man can play running back, can play wide receiver. He does do the punt and kickoff returns. He's Mr. Everything. He's going to be flushed into from being a receiver to being a tailback, so a question mark there at tailback for Kennedy.
Yeah, watching him on film, he's very fast. He's more an outside runner. He'll like to break it outside early and often. If he gets the edge, goodbye. And also, he's their best corner too, and he'll play a lot of press coverage, and I'm sure you'll see a lot of him manning up with Louis Brooks a lot of time. Because he is their best defender as well. And like you mentioned, he's a dangerous kick returner and punt returner. So he's an all-around tremendous athlete.
All right, the Dowling offense going against Kennedy's defense. Now, the Kennedy defense, and I talked to this Coach Wilson about this, and you'll hear it on the pregame show coming up with the interview I had with Coach Wilson. He talked about Kennedy kind of reminding him of Ankeny's defense. They do that 3-5-3 defense type of deal, and they morph into different coverages out of that depending on the offensive formation. Your thoughts on what you've known and what you've seen, John?
Yeah, so talking to the coaches, their defensive line will give different looks. There's a lot of movement on their defensive line. It makes it hard to get angles and know who you're blocking, first and foremost. They'll do a lot of that radar stuff where they're standing up and moving. They'll play a 3-4, they'll play a 3-5, They'll bring in an extra defensive lineman on certain occasions. They like to send blitzes off the edge and get after the quarterback. Their linebackers play downhill. So for Dowling, I think they're going to have to get the running game established early. And if they're able to do that with Tegan and Gavin, they're going to have a lot of success running behind Dowling's offensive line. And then that will open up the passing game for Hank.
All right, you're listening to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. The 4A semifinals in high school football tonight from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadale, John Chidle. I want to thank our supporters, including Ashworth Vision and Construction Professionals. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have head coach Tom Wilson interview with the Dowling head coach about tonight's matchup with the Cedar Rapids Cougars, Cedar Rapids Kennedy Cougars, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Still there? I just
Why
lost the crowd noise.
Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? Probably because they love Catholic schools, right? Partially, okay. But they also like the tax benefits, or they were helped when their kids were in school, or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great, and after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
And welcome back to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale now visiting with head coach Tom Wilson before tonight's 4A semifinal playoff game here in the Unidome in Cedar Falls. It's Dowling taking on Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And Coach Wilson, thanks for joining us. And hey, best of luck tonight once again. End of the season in the Unidome.
I'm glad to be here and appreciate it.
Well, Coach, before we start things off in our segment here, we want to wish get well wishes to the family of Matt Maynard, the Dowling principal. His dad in critical condition up in Sioux Falls Hospital, and I know he's not with us tonight, but our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family.
There's no question, and hopefully they can find some comfort in this time.
Well, Coach, tonight, before we talk about tonight's game and the matchup with Cedar Rapids Kennedy, the second time these two teams have met. The last time was for a state title back in 2015. Let's kind of recap last week's playoff game, the quarterfinals at Williams State on a very cold night, temperature below 30 degrees with outdoor temperature. You came away with a win, 42-14 over the Ankeny Hawks, second time you met them. And what did you take from that victory? You know, obviously it's a process and the steps being made, but outstanding game by your defense after you got settled down, and you had a lot of kids step up on we've seen Dowling kids do here in the playoffs.
We did. I was really proud of our kids. I thought they played very well. You know, you mentioned our defense settling in, and you know they had the drive early, and we really did a really solid job after that. They've got so many weapons, and you worry yourself. Obviously, a couple of different receivers, good running back, very good quarterback. So I thought our defense really played well, and I thought our offensive line really got things clicking, and we were able to run the ball and do it with a lot of effectiveness.
Well, Coach, you rushed for over 337 yards on the game and with five people running the football, and it was a ground game. The passing game was near non-existent because of the weather conditions, very cold, but it seemed like Ankeny was throwing it up almost every other play. But you got off to a 28-14 lead at halftime, and it was a nip and tuck first half, and I know your kids finally settled in that second half, and you not only shut Ankeny out in the second half, you outscored them.
Well, really, the emphasis was that, you know, at halftime it's 0-0, and don't look at the scoreboard and don't look at the clock. We'll take care and manage that. So I thought our kids were locked in and really, really did a nice job.
Gavin Williams, a nice night, 17 carries, 191 yards, three touchdowns, and also Tegan Johnson in there. And that 1-2 punch, something you like to do, the ground game, getting everything started, and that left things open for Hank Emmerich, who had a nice night at quarterback, not only rushing the football, over 100 yards rushing for Hank and a touchdown, but he threw for two touchdowns.
Well, he did. They really feed off each other, and we're not as good if we don't have one of them. So those are really the guys on the ground, and obviously Louis Brooks and Stillwell They get theirs in the past game, and Jackman and Lynch play a big part of that. But just really proud of the way that we've kind of evolved and become a unit in this time of year.
Well, one young man who might have struggled in the first half, but really came on strong second half. Matter of fact, had Dowling's only turnover or forced turnover, and that was Michael Keel. Really showed why he's one of the captains. You know, he probably struggled in that first half a little bit, missed assignment, whatever, but he really picked up in the second half. He's part of that aggressive Dowling defense that fears no one, and Michael was leading the charge. I think he had a little redemption from his first half performance.
Michael's a really good player and been very good for us the entire year, and we obviously do look to him an awful lot for our defense, and he's had a terrific year, and hopefully he can continue that play.
Well, Coach, and our final question is, you know, a couple of players that may have stood out during the game, the win over Ankeny to get to tonight's semifinal. I know we talked to a couple of them, Charlie Nank and Matt Stillwell. Matt Stillwell, outstanding game, special teams-wise, with punt returns, and Charlie Nank just anchoring that offensive line.
Well, that was a big part of it, and I think you look at field position, I thought Stillwell, you know, the one return down our boundary, I can't say there was a lot of blocking for him there. I just thought he shook a tackle and then really did an awful lot on his own. But on the other one, obviously he had some blocking, but thought he did real well. But, you know, I think guys like, you know, Theo Davis and as an interior defensive lineman and Pettis and Chase Patton, you know, you don't call their name a lot because, you know, Gerke and Housley and those guys are getting the tackles and obviously they're doing their job and doing it very well. So I think that they've been very solid for us, and they're going to have to be, you know, good, especially tonight. I think Will Lenhart's another kid that has played pretty well for us on both sides of the ball.
Visit with head coach Tom Wilson of Dowling Catholic before tonight's semifinal game here in the Unidome in Cedar Falls. It's Dowling and Cedar Rapids Kennedy, both teams 10-1 on the season. And I'll have more after these messages. This is Mark Amadale from the Unidome in Cedar Falls, back with more on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And welcome back to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio before tonight's Class 4A semifinal game. Dowling and Cedar Rapids Kennedy here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadale, continue my conversation with head coach Tom Wilson. Coach, you're taking on a Kennedy team that you haven't seen in 4 years. It was for the state title. Dowling was successful then. But talk about this Kennedy team. Offensively, we know they like to run the football, but defensively, they give you different looks. They got a few two-way players, but we know one thing, just like teams that are in the Final Four here in the playoffs, they have athletes, and it's going to be interesting to see the matchups tonight. Coach, your thoughts?
They do. They have a lot of athletes, and I think in a nutshell, they're big and physical up front on offense. I think they're skilled people. I think are outstanding. They have two good running backs. Their quarterback is basically a running back playing quarterback. Number seven, I think you'll hear, you know, his name an awful lot, Brantley Koski. I think he's a terrific player and has speed. Kieron Hendred, their running back, I think he's battled an ankle injury a little bit and hasn't been 100%. And if he is, he's certainly a load, and he's pretty good anyway. And Max White, I think, is terrific. fantastic. But if you're somebody that likes the line of scrimmage, Connor Colby, who's committed to Iowa, number 77, I think a really good player. And Nolan Jacobs, a guard, I think he's outstanding. He's committed to North Dakota State. So they've got players. As you mentioned, you don't get this far without them. And I think they're a tough physical football team.
And coach, defensively for the Dowling offense, four players that do go both ways. But you mentioned the Jacobs kid; he plays a left defensive end. They use a guard in two ends, and then they use the hybrid linebacker / DN. So they have a different look to their defense. 3-5-3 defense. Well, who does that remind you that you have played this year during the regular or postseason?
You know, honestly, we've seen a lot of three-man front. It seems to be something that, is coming around quite a bit. You know, Ankeny last week is a three-man front, and this is just a little bit different. They've got another backer in there. They usually Kennedy plays one high more than anything else, and they're going to be in that 3-5 most of the time, and then they'll come in with a four-man front. But really impressive defense, one of the better ones in the state. You mentioned Jacobs. I think Cade Parker, their middle linebacker, number 35, their leading tackler, I think he's committed to South Dakota. So bigger linebacker, 6 foot, 220. Jay Ostendorp, number 45, I think is a really good linebacker, typically plays on the strong side. And, we've referenced Jacobs. I think he's a good player defensive end. And, our only hope is to wear him down a little bit. Koski plays a corner, and I think he's a nice player there, and I think he's got 5 or 6 interceptions. So, as you mentioned, they've got athletes, and, in the return game, Koski's going to be back there, and so is Max White. So they've got athletes all over the place.
Well, I'm looking forward to their offense going against Dowling's defense, and one reason is they go to a lot of heavy packages. They like to run the football. They run it more than they pass, which is typical with a team that has a quarterback that likes to run. They give you different looks offensively, so that'll be interesting to see what Coach Bossom and the defensive staff, along with you, determine, neutralizing this Cedar Rapids Kennedy offense. And they played very well this year. They led Valley 14-7 before Valley went off and defeated them 28-14. So both Dowling and Kennedy have the one loss, and that's to Valley. Your thoughts about their offense?
Well, I think the big thing for us is to handle their initial punch, because you can't simulate those guys at a couple of 290 pounders on their offensive line and those backs. And, there's not a lot tricky about what they're doing. And we're going to have to read our keys and get off blocks and be great tacklers. And we've certainly got some things planned, but they're going to say, here we come. And part of it is, I think possessions will be limited because they're going to take their time getting the line of scrimmage. And, we want to play with some speed. So it's kind of a, different philosophies that way, but they're going to shorten the game, and we're going to have to make sure we take advantage of, any opportunities we have when we have possession of the ball.
Well, Coach, you mentioned the keys, but one thing that you did last week, no turnovers, especially in the cold. Now you go indoors, things change. You got to stay hydrated. It's, the kids get dehydrated very easy. You've been through this. The kids have been through this. At least Dowling kids have in the Dome. But last week, no turnovers in that cold weather, and that's a credit to your team.
What is, and every team is different, and there's some guys that are going to be playing in the Dome for the first time, and you don't know how they're going to react to that. And, you mentioned hydration, and I think just the atmosphere handling that is going to be really, really important, and it's a really good opponent that we're going to be facing. So there's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts. We just have to go play our game, and we're going to have to do a great job with the line of scrimmage. And, I really think forcing them into doing some things that they don't want to do will be pretty important as well.
Coach Wilson, thanks for visiting with us here on the pregame show. Best of luck tonight here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls against Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Head Coach Tom Wilson has been my guest here on the pregame show. Coming up, we'll have more pregame from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. John Chatter rejoins the broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It's Dowling and Cedar Rapids Kennedy, the 4A semifinal here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And welcome back to the Unidome here in Cedar Falls. Mark Abadale, John Chido, as we get set for the kickoff. Dowling and Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Semifinals, the Class 4A, and the Maroons have made a home. Seventh straight year in the, at least in the semifinals. Maybe a little bit longer, John, because I think the Maroons got beat one of those years in the semis, so might be even eight straight years. But nonetheless, Maroons are six-time defending champs. They are the hunted. They have the one that has the bullseye on their back. And if they're successful tonight, they're going to beat their arch rival, the Valley Tigers, in the 4A title. Valley, a 35-7 win earlier tonight over Bettendorf. So how about those marbles setting up next week?
Wouldn't that be a great game to watch? But first, they got to get past this one. But that would be a game of the decade. I don't want to throw it out there yet, but Cedar Rapids Kennedy is going to be a tough one tonight.
Well, during the coaches' interview, we did get caught up with Cedar Rapids Kennedy. We mentioned their starting left guard, who is committed to the University of North Dakota State at Division I AA football. Nolan Jacobs is out, 6'3", 250 left guard. He also comes in at fullback in their big packages. They'll move him to fullback, and they'll bring in number 63, Ethan Sullivan, in at left guard. Well, Sullivan now will get the start tonight for Jacobs, who is not dressed. He injured his shoulder against Urbandale last week and apparently hasn't responded well to treatment, will not play, will not dress tonight. On defense, number 52, Gavin Bascom, a 6'2 junior, will take his place in the left end for the Cougars. So, when you have one guy that goes both ways and even has three positions, well, you got to find the, bits and pieces to replace him, and that's the first step for Coach Brian White and the Kennedy Cougars here tonight.
Yeah, you're replacing two guys because you're replacing a two-way player, and not only that, a big component of your offensive line, who you like to run behind. It was a big part of their power running game that Kennedy likes to do, and that hurts. That hurts a lot, but it's next man in mentality, and I'm sure they're moving forward, and they've been planning on it all week, so I'm sure that they schemed up some different things to work around it.
Absolutely, and of course, Connor Colby, their outstanding right tackle, University of Iowa commit, very physical right tackle, 6'6", 280-pound junior, committed to the University of Iowa to play football, and he is their right tackle. He will also spell Gavin Bascom, the starting left defensive end. He'll also play nose guard and end. So we're going to see 77 on both sides of the ball, and that totals it up to about four, maybe five players going two ways for Kennedy, and that is something that Dowling, that plays in the Dowling tan.
Yeah, it definitely does, because Dowling is a power running team as well. They like to wear you down. They like to run the football, especially this year when you have two very good running backs in Tegan Johnson and Gavin Williams. And you're going to see a lot of that same diamond look that you saw last week. I'm sure they want to go on those 10, 11-play drives. That's going to wear down the defense. And those players, those four players for Cedar Rapids Kennedy's got to turn around and play offense or vice versa. So it's going to be hard, especially in this environment, as we mentioned, because you'll see a lot of cramping up and they'll get more exhausted easier.
All right, about ready for getting set for the kickoff. Of course, there's delays here in the Unidome. As you know, they have a protocol they go by. Right now, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, their fans are on the far side, the west side of the Unidome, and they're being introduced. They come in just like the Iowa Hawkeyes. holding hands and coming in as a group, the Swarm, and now their fans are celebrating their arrival. Now, the Uni Dome, John, is a north-south field, just like the Sioux City field was. We were up there. That's the only north-south fields I can name. I knew that I was forgetting one. Ames is another.
East-west, right?
The east-west field, I'm sorry. And this is a north-south field. And Dowling now, the home team. And they've arrived on the field, and their fans are right in front of us. You can hear the Dowling fans welcoming the Maroons, the six-time defending champs in the Maroon jerseys, white numbers, white helmets and pants, and the Kennedy Cougars, the Golden Domers. We got the Gold Dome like Notre Dame. We won't compare them to them, though. White numbers and maroon numbers with white shirts and white pants. All right, let's take a look at the starting lineup. We'll take a break, and we'll come back. But for Dowling, the offense is like this. Left tackle is Charlie Nank, 6'4", 300-pound senior. Joe Ryan's the left guard, number 56, 5'11", 240-pound senior. The center is Nolan Sennett for Dowling, number 53, a 6'2", 215-pound senior. The right guard is Ryan Bowles, number 72, a 6'4", 300-pound senior. And Tyler Stein, the right tackle, 6'7", 250-pound senior. The tight end is Andrew Lynch, number 89, a 6'4", 215-pound junior. And Zach Swagger, he could play fullback, H-back, and tight end. Zach is 6 foot, 195 pounds, and he'll wear number 45. The quarterback for the Maroons is Hank Hemrick, number 12, a 5'11", 190-pound senior, thrown for 15 touchdowns, rushed for 13 touchdowns on the season. And in the backfield, the dynamic duo of Tegan Johnson and Gavin Williams. Tegan, number 31. 5'10", 190-pound senior, rushed for 834 yards and four touchdowns, missed the first four games of the year due to injury, or rather missed the last few games of the regular season due to injury. And Gavin Williams, number 21, a 6'2", 210-pound senior, rushed for over 982 yards. He missed the first three games of the year, and he's got 13 touchdowns. Now for the Dowling defense. We'll start with the left end, and that is Jackson Filer, the linebacker, number 91, a 6'3", 200-pound senior. He's second on the team with seven sacks. He wears number 91. The tackle is Jalen Pettis, number 55, 6'1", 220-pound sophomore. Nose guard is Theo Davis, one of the captains, number 57, a 6'3", 265-pound senior. And the other down lineman is Russell Pearson. Pearson, who's wearing number 76 tonight. He was usually wearing 67 during the season. Tonight he's wearing 76. A 6'2", 220-pound junior is Russell Pearson. Linebackers, and they lead the team in tackles, starting with Nyante Gerke, number 9, a 5'11", 175-pound senior with 68 tackles, leads the team, and he starts at will linebacker. The other linebacker, Michael Keogh, had the lone interception last week against the Ankeny Hawks. He wears number 3, a 5'10", 160-pound senior. He is second on the team with 59 tackles. And the other linebacker, the Mike linebacker, is Chris Owsley, number 42, a 6 foot, 165-pound senior. He has 46.5 tackles and leads the team with 8 sacks. Cornerbacks are Austin Klein, a junior, wearing number 8, a 5'10", 170-pound junior. And Owen Schultz, the shutdown corner, number 22, a 6 foot, 180-pound senior. And the free safety for Dowling is Adam Brauch, number 7. A 6 foot, 170-pound senior, tied for fourth in tackles. That's a look at the Dowling offense and defensive starting lineups. Along with John Chido, I'm Mark Amadale. Coming up next, we will have a word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School, and our pregame prayer with Father Ryan Andrew. And again, our thoughts and prayers go with the Matt Maindring family and on the death of Matt's father, Marvin. And we will take a break and come back with a kickoff here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School. Welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School football. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting football, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
Hello, my name is Father Ryan Andrew, and I'm the chaplain at Dowling Catholic High School. Let us pray for the coaches, players, and trainers tonight for this athletic competition. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your gifts. We ask you to bless all those involved in this athletic competition tonight. We ask that you keep them safe and that they all show good sportsmanship. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. All holy men and women, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Unidome here in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Alongside John Chido, I'm Mark Imbedil. Gary Steenblok right to my left. Can't go anywhere without the Steiner. As we get set for a semifinal football, and we're about set to kick off. Both teams on the field. We just had our national anthem played here in the Unidome at Cedar Falls on a beautiful day to drive up here. Johnny did a great job. You got all of us up here safe. The four kids and me, I appreciate that. 39 degrees, clear skies. Hopefully the fog will hold off a little bit till we go home, but we had a perfect day. And here in the Unidome, 72 degrees with very little heat blowing through the vents. That affects, as I was talking with one of the Dowling kicking coaches, he told me earlier, he says, you know, when that heating comes on, that can affect things. And I didn't know what Coach Rami was talking, Dowling kicking coach Peter Rami. And I said, what do you mean? He said, once in a while those vets come on very strategically. When he had his Ankeny teams up here, he said they might have done that with the Dowling teams too. And I looked at him, I said, you've got to be kidding. What are we, baseball stealing signs?
Yeah, he's thinking way too much into it. Way too much into being worried about vents affecting a punt or a field goal. That's good stuff right there.
He's something else. All right, both teams on the field. And, John, we have just moments before a kickoff, and we're going to have the coin toss here. But, you know, your thoughts on, you know, as something we missed here in the pregame show. We know the injury to the young man for Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, who will not play. They're starting left guard and they're starting left defensive end, Nolan Jacobs, the North Dakota signee. First of all, they got to fill that hole, but Dowling's got to find a way to withstand this offensive line and running back scenario, because that's all they're going to do is run the clock and run the football with Kennedy's offense.
Yeah, Dowling cannot afford to get off to a slow start. They cannot afford to get down 17-0 like they did last year in that semifinal ball game. This team is a running team. They like to wear other teams down. I'm talking about Dowling. So they need to get off to a good start, go on those 10, 11 play drives, and set the tempo early. That's a big key for Dowling.
Well, Dowling will have the football first. Cedar Rapids Kennedy won the toss, being the visiting team. They called the coin toss, and they deferred to the second half. So the Dowling offense, we're going to see them first, but not before we'll see Gavin Williams and Tegan Johnson back deep for Dowling to receive. And this is a big part of the ball game. If it's a touchback, obviously Dowling gets the ball first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. But if it's not, Dowling has an opportunity to get some big yards here on the opening kickoff. Their kicker for Cedar Rapids Kennedy is Liam Way, but he's only put four back in the back of the end zone for touchbacks on the season. But tonight, we're indoors.
Yeah, field position's everything. Last week in first half of the ball game with Ankeny, field position played a big role. Dowling was able to start drives on the opponent's 25, 30-yard line. Second half, different story. They went on those 11, 12-play drives deep in their own territory. I think one was inside their one. But you're right, Mark. They need to get a good start with their kickoff return. We haven't seen a good return yet this year, in fact, like we've seen in the past with Marcus Miller, Zachary, those type of guys.
Yeah, well, there's always tonight. You saved the best for the state semifinals. And again, Dowling, the six-time defending champs. Both teams come in with records of 10-1. Both teams have lost their one game to the Valley Tigers, who earlier tonight defeated the Bettendorf Bulldogs 35-7 in a game that preceded ours. And Liam Way set the kickoff for the Kennedy Cougars. We'll start with the Kennedy defense. We didn't mention them. Gavin Boscom is taking the place of Nolan Jacobs. He'll start at left end. Cale Cox is a nose guard. A.V. Garrett is the right defensive end. Jay Ostendorp is the linebacker. Kate Parker, the other linebacker. And Sham Graham is the other linebacker. Now here's a kick received by Dowling. And now on the return, upended is number 34 for the Maroons, right about the 30-yard line. So not the best return, but a short kick. And that was linebacker Jack Meyer in special teams on the return. And Dowling will have it first and 10. They go right to left here at the Unidome, or from north to south. First and 10 on their own 29-yard line here, John.
Yeah, they weren't going to kick it deep there, Mark. They kicked it to the up back to keep it away from Gavin Williams and Tegan Johnson. Now you see Tegan and Gavin both in the backfield.
And now Gavin goes in motion. Read option. They give it to Tegan Johnson. He breaks the tackle outside, and it's across the 35 up near a first down as he turned the corner. And they did a little misdirection. They sent Gavin Williams in motion right to left, and Tegan Johnson right up the gut to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, that was called. They call it the bend play, which is a counter play. When Gavin goes in motion, it takes one of those linebackers out of the box. They have to honor him, and it opened up a running lane for Tegan.
7-yard run, 2nd and 3, Dowling, pistol formation. Louis Brooks now goes in motion. They fake the handoff to him. Right up the gut, Tegan Johnson, first down across the 45, and finally brought down at the Dowling 47, a pickup of 11, and a maroon first down. Right up the gut, over center, Nolan Sennett and Ryan Bowles and Joe Ryan, the guards for Dowling.
Yeah, Dowling's going to try to isolate that movement on the front line of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. They're going to bring guys in motion to take another guy out of the box. And it opens up those running lanes.
All right, two receivers right, tight end right. And the give is to Tegan Johnson. Turns the corner, puts his head down, bowls his way upfield. Penalty flag down late. And so is Tegan Johnson down to the 49-yard line of Kennedy. But this may be coming back.
Yeah, looks like they're going to get a hold on, I think it's Swagger. Yeah.
So a 4-yard run. Nullified due to the penalty, and we'll get the call from the official.
Illegal block in the back. Offense number 45, 10 yards from the spot of the foul. Repeat the second down.
And they heard the official there. The call goes against Dowling, a block in the back, John, so the penalty will be marked off against the Maroons. That'll send them back to, from the spot of the penalty to the 35-yard line of Dowling.
Yeah, it puts Dowling way behind the chains here. Mark, that makes his first down play very crucial to get back that field position.
Back to throw on first and 22. The pass knocked away. A little quick hitch to Matt Stillwell from the left side of the formation. He did probably a quick post pattern about 10 yards downfield, and the ball knocked away incomplete.
Yeah, so Dowling went away from their two-receiver set, and they had one-on-one coverage on the back side. The problem was you have number 7, Mr. Koski, on the coverage, and he's their best corner for Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
We talked about him in the pregame. Brantley Koski. Now on second down with the football is Louis Brooks on a nice little reception. Stays in bounds, gets across the 45, and they're going to spot him out of bounds right at the 45 and 46-yard line, somewhere in between, to pick up a 10. Got some of those penalty yards back.
Yeah, they rolled Hank out of the pocket to the right side there. They ran a go and an out with Louis Brooks, and they got that and now managed third and manageable, 3rd and 11 here. And now they're doing a little check over, which they'll check over and look at the formation, and then they'll call a play from that.
All right, 3rd down and 12 for Dowling. Line of scrimmage is the 45 of Dowling. Back to throw is Hank Hemrick, fires it out. The pass is caught. Nice reception that time by Josh Jackman, and he's shy of the first down. Turns it upfield from the 45 up to the 47. He gains 2 yards on the reception. It was a lot more ball in the air than it was yards after the catch there, Johnny.
Yeah, when you're throwing that screen pass to the field, which means you have a lot of field to throw it to, and you don't get it off quick, it allows that defense to recover, and that's what Kennedy was able to do with their outside linebacker, and it made the play go for only a couple yards.
Well, that brings up 4th down now for Dowling, and Gerke in to punt. He stands back at his own 32-yard line, awaiting the snap from Koa Thompson, gets it away. High, spiral kick, sends the receiver, punt returner back inside the 15. He's hit and dropped, and you know who that is. That's Pekoski, Brantley Koski. And they're going to spot his forward progress up near the 13-yard line. That's where the Kennedy Cougar offense will start, 1st and 10, from their own 13-yard line with 9:29 remaining here in the first quarter. No score. Dowling and Cedar Rapids Kennedy in the 4A semifinals. The winner to meet the Valley Tigers next Friday night for the championship, John.
Yeah, Dowling had a nice drive going there, Mark, but penalty set them back 15 yards behind the chains, and they weren't able to recover. And we talked about getting off to a good start. Now Cedar Rapids Kennedy's pinned deep on their own 12-yard line, and comes up to a big defensive series for Dowling.
All right, 1st and 10, Kennedy. And their quarterback back to throw, launches it all downfield, launches for the big guy. The pass is incomplete. Nice defensive play that time by the Maroons, and that's Adam Bronk who tipped it away. That's 7 versus 7 there, and that was their outstanding receiver, Brantley Koski. He's got 20 catches on the year for three touchdowns, but he's more known for his running than his receiving ability.
Yeah, that's the first time I've seen them try to throw deep, and they do it the first play out of the shoot. Problem was you had Jackson Filer right there in Max White's face, making him throw a little bit earlier than he wanted to.
Good point. Well defended by Brock. 2nd down, 10, Kennedy. 9:24 remaining. I formation, quarterback under center. Hand off left side, and that's Kayron Hendred trying to turn the corner, gets outside the numbers, and finally is wrestled out of bounds at the 15-yard line. He'll gain 2 yards. It'll bring up third down and 8 for the Kennedy Cougars.
That's a great job by Jack Meyer spilling out to the sideline where it gave the running back for Cedar Rapids Kennedy nowhere to go but out of bounds, and it allowed the corner, Austin Lane, to come up and help out.
So it's third down for Kennedy, 9:15 remaining here in the first quarter. No score, Dowling to Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Third and 8 for the Cougars. They'll work out of the pistol formation. Quarterback is Max White, the coach's son. Here's the snap and read option. White back to throw. Now he's pinned inside. He's going to be sacked. Sacked back at the 10-yard line. A loss of 5, and the punting unit will come in for Kennedy. And, boy, did the Dowling defense, the maroon jerseys, kept him contained because, as we talked about earlier, White, the quarterback, he's more of a runner than a thrower, yeah, and they kept him quarantined.
Dowling did an excellent job keeping him in the pocket, wasn't allowing him to even roll right off the bat to his right. Couldn't do it. Came back across the field, and Jalen Pettis made a nice play at his defensive tackle position.
Yeah, I saw you smiling. I know you coached him, eighth grader, the first year of eighth grade. Here's the punt out of the end zone. Beautiful punt that time by Austin Vandersee. Fielded by Stillwell at midfield. Puts his head down, and boy, was he the difference last week, setting up the Dowling offense on punt returns. And Stillwell returns the ball inside the 50 down to the Kennedy 47-yard line, and that's where the Dowling offense will start, first and 10. No score. Timeout on the field with 8:35 remaining here in the first quarter. And we'll take a break. Dowling nothing, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing. You're listening to the Class 4A semifinals of the high school football playoffs from the Unidome in Cedar Falls on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
Support for programming on Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, the leader in commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door for one-of-a-kind world-class design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door, serving imaginations since 1992.
And we're back here at the Unidome here in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Mark Amadil, John Chido with the call tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. No score, coming off a media timeout with 8:35 remaining here in the first quarter. Earlier tonight, the Valley Tigers advanced to the championship game next Friday night as they defeated the Bettendorf Bulldogs 35-7 in game one. And if you joined us late, we were without Matt Mainry tonight due to the death of his father, Marvin, who passed away earlier today. So our thoughts and prayers with the Mainring family, the Dowling principal, and our color guy on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling with the first down after the punt. Bruins move the ball from the Kennedy 46, and they give it to Gavin Williams for his first carry of the evening. He's stacked up, and don't think Kennedy has found out who number 21 is, and they stuffed him at the line of scrimmage there, Johnny. Maybe a yard to the 45 of Kennedy for a gain.
Yeah, that was kind of a slow-developing play there, and Gavin didn't get off to a good start there and got caught up in one of his offensive linemen pulling there, and it caused for a big pile up there for only 2 yards.
All right, it'll bring up second down and 9 for Dowling, and now the read option. Hank Hemrick, the quarterback. The give is a Tegan Johnson. He's got the first down. Up the gut he goes, tripped up inside the 35, down to the 31-yard line of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. That's a good enough for a 14-yard run, and I'll tell you what, they sent Gavin Williams in motion. Yes. Again, John, you'll see the replay, and that took a lot of that extra linebacker out of there.
Yeah, and that's the second time they've done that tonight, and both times they've gotten about 14, 15 yards, and it does. You have to honor Gavin Williams coming out of the backfield, and it opens up a big hole for Tegan to run through.
All right, first and 10, Dowling at the 31-yard line of Kennedy on read option. The give is to Gavin Williams. He slides through a hole, tripped up inside the 20, still on his feet, and he bowls his way with three defenders on him down to the 15-yard line. That's a pickup of 16, tough yard. Gavin probably got the last 10 with three players on him, Johnny.
Well, he just introduced himself to Cedar Rapids Kennedy right there, Mark. That's a power play right off the bat. Fullback kicks the end out. playing out in that wing formation and allowed Gavin to get upfield, and it was all him for the next 4 or 5 yards.
All right, Gavin will line up right next to quarterback Hank Hemrick out of the shotgun. Hemrick fakes the handoff, and he keeps the football, dives inside the 15 down to about the 13. He picked up two, and, boy, they really smothered Gavin Williams on that fake. They bought that.
Yeah, nice read by Hank Hemrick. He's reading the backside end. He comes upfield, he's pulling it, and he waited till the last second to do it. And it allowed for Gavin to get tackled. You have to honor him, and it allowed for Hank to get upfield behind Charlie Nank for about 4 or 5 yards.
All right, second down, 7. Hamrick out of the shotgun, rolls to his right, fires downfield. The pass is caught. Kneeling down is Louis Brooks. Inside the 5, that's good enough for a first down at the 3-yard line. A 10-yard gain. It'll be first and goal Dowling at the Kennedy 3 with no score here. 6.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter.
Hank's rolling out to his right there. And sets his feet, makes a nice throw, and Louis Brooks coming from the number one receiver position across the formation and made a nice catch.
All right, here we go with that diamond formation. Quarterback Hemrick between the three running backs, including Swagger, and the give is to Gavin Williams. Dives toward the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Gavin Williams. He followed Swagger into the end zone with his offensive line, and Dowling strikes first with 6:10 remaining here in the first quarter. Dowling 6-0, and they cap off a 6-play, 46-yard drive set up by the punt return by Matt Stillwell. He gave him an extra 15-yard cushion as the Maroons started that drive at the 46-yard line.
Yeah, Matt Stillwell is coming in his own with his punt returns. We didn't see that last year, and he's doing a great job, especially starting last week. Allows him to start from Cedar Rapids Kennedy's 46-yard line and topped off by Gavin Williams' run behind that diamond set that allows for two backs pulling behind those linemen.
And Stillwell will be in to hold. Extra point is up, and it is good by Calvert. So Jake Calvert with the extra point. And Dowling leading 7-0 over Cedar Rapids Kennedy here in the semifinals of Class 4A. 6:10 remaining first quarter. Along with John Chido, I'm Mark Amadale. Back after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951,
man, that 7
Skeffington's
for Kennedy
Formal
is in
Wear
on
offers
every play,
quality service,
seems like.
Style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings,
7 for Kennedy
proms,
looks like he is
occasion.
Around the ball every
Formal
single
Wear,
play.
With convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated.
His butt's going to be worn out at the end of the
night. Fitting you for
life
celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country, authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons' bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying their homemade bread, fried peppers, and real Italian desserts and more. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown, TamiaAndSons.net. And we're back here at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. Dowling 7, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing. The Maroons go 6 plays, 46 yards, capped off by Gavin Williams' 3-yard run. Now the kickoff by Dowling, and it's on the return. Here's Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and that is number 5 on the return. That's Max White, who's their quarterback, and he's also in there, Johnny, for punt return and kickoff returns, and returns it up right around the 17, maybe 18-yard line, so that's where they're. Kennedy offense will start first and 10. Nice drive by the Maroons on their last offensive series.
It sure was, and 6 plays, as you mentioned. That field position, a big key factor. Plays the short side of the field for Dowling, able to capitalize on that field position and go ahead 7-0. I'm surprised that you have a quarterback back there returning kicks. That's something you don't see too often.
Well, we saw that when we played him 4 years ago. They have a lot of players that go both ways. They have 4. Now the handoff goes to their outstanding tailback, who's been banged up, Kayron Endred, number 21, a 5'9", 190-pound senior. And he has got the start tonight at tailback. They thought he would, but he's been battling an ankle injury. He's going to check out right now. So that's like his second carry of the night for Kayron.
Yeah, he's looking a lot better this week than he looked on film. He looked he was still hobbling with that ankle injury last week against Urbandale, and he looks much better tonight.
Well, he picked up 4 yards, brings up second down 6 for the Cougars, and the quarterback will keep it. That's Max White, kind of a –
it's the old single wing.
It is. He just keeps, I was going to say, it's the full house left, and he turned the corner around left end and brought down at the line of scrimmage for no gain, or rather for 2 yards, excuse me. It'll bring up third down for Kennedy. Third and about four, they'll call it, from the 24-yard line of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Dowling leading 7-0. We approach the 5-minute mark here in the first quarter from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadale, John Scheido on the call tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Jeff Piggott is our studio producer and Kennedy alum, as he texted us a picture earlier. Now, ball picked off by Dowling, and that is Mac O'Keel. Touchdown. A pick six for 25 yards. And that thing, he had to wait for it, Johnny, before he got there. Touchdown, Maroons.
You could see that coming. You had three receivers on one side, one receiver opposite to Keogh's side. The receiver didn't even turn, and that ball was in the air, didn't even see it coming, and Michael Keogh had a great break on that football, Mark.
So Michael Keogh with the interception, the pick six, if you will, touchdown Dowling. And the Maroons now have their extra point team on the field now, as they should have. And got to get one more member out there. But for Michael Keogh, that is his fourth interception of the year, and that leads Dowling, and that was a perfect time for it on a third down play for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Now Calvert in, Jake with the extra point for Dowling, a left-footed kick up and good. So the Tamian Sons extra point is good, as Keogh took Dowling right out of the red zone, the Bows in the Floors red zone. 4:48 remaining, first quarter. We'll take a timeout. The score, Dowling 14, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? Probably because they love Catholic schools, right? Partially, but they also like the tax benefits. Or they were helped when their kids were in school. Or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great. And after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
And we're back here at the Unidome at Cedar Falls. Mark Amadale, John Scheido. Here's the kickoff by Dowling, and it's on the return. Here's Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and getting tripped up is Kayron Hendred, their tailback. He's sliced up at about the 12-yard line. So Kennedy starting deep inside the 20-yard line again from their own 14. They'll spot forward progress.
Well, the Dowling's special teams, or kickoff team especially, has been great coverage. I mean, Will Linhart made a nice open-field tackle that puts you back on your – on your own 14-yard line. But going back to that interception, Michael Keogh just sitting right there in the flats, read the quarterback the whole way, and made a nice break on the football.
And they just showed the replay by Linhart. He chopped him down as he crossed the 10-yard line. And now here is Kennedy on offense right now. The quarterback will keep the football. Max White does a student body right, if you will. Gets around right in, and he stopped as he turned the corner for a loss of a yard.
Christian Osley, coming from the Mike linebacker from the opposite side, shoots the gap and makes a tackle from the backside. That's a great job by him being able to run that down and getting through the gap as quick as he did and making the tackle from the backside, Mark.
Actually, a loss of two. It'll bring up second down 12 for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. They trail 14-0 to Dowling. Want to thank our good friends at Dental Associates and Kemen for supporting our broadcast all season long here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And out of the shotgun, the quarterback will keep it again. That's Max White. And he bowls his way towards right guard and gets back to line of scrimmage, maybe a yard up to the 13-yard line. You know what that brings up, John? Third and 11 for the Cougars.
Yeah, Cedar Rapids is playing behind the chains here, Mark, deep in their own territory. This is a big third down conversion, because then it kind of flips the field position, and if Dowling's able to stop them, they're going to get a great field position once again. So it's a big third down conversion for Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
Number 15, Isaiah Malley, the wide receiver to the right or the bottom of the formation. Two receivers left and two to the right. You don't see this many passing formations out of Kennedy. Here's White, the quarterback, back to throw, being chased. hit in the backfield, and he's dropped at the 15-yard line. He'll be shy of the first down. They're going to spot him up to the 16. He did gain three, but it'll bring up fourth down for Kennedy.
I tell you, Christian Osley and Jalen Pettis and Theo Davis are doing a tremendous job up front handling this big line for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, being able to hold their own, hold their gap, and allowing zero running lanes for Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
All right, and the punt is Austin Vandersee. He got off a nice punt last time. Fair catch signal for by Stillwell back at his own 44-yard line, and that's where Dowling will start. First and 10 from their own 44-yard line. Nice punt that time by Vandersee. He had a 40-yard punt earlier that Stillwell returned to the Kennedy 46. This time, Matt, with the fair catch, and they're going to spot forward progress at the 43, and that's where Dowling will take over. With 2:45 remaining in this first quarter, Dowling leading 14-0. The winner will play the Valley Tigers, who earlier tonight defeated the Bettendorf Bulldogs 35-7. And will it be a Dowling Valley rematch? First time ever in a state championship? We'll find out as this game progresses, Johnny.
I tell you, Valley looked really good against Bettendorf. Their running game, they'll be able to dominate that line of scrimmage.
All right, Hank Hemrick, a quarterback, back to throw on the read option to his tailback, Gavin Williams, and he overthrew Stillwell, incomplete on the far sideline to the right of the formation, up in the air inside the 35-yard line. Matt couldn't high point the pass, so the reception that time, it goes out of bounds incomplete.
Yeah, it looks like Hank couldn't get a real good grip on the football when he threw it, and even though there's only really one guy in the route, he still had position on the free safety. He was playing way back. Matt Stillwell did, and Hank was unable to get the ball to him.
All right, so that'll bring up second down and 10, Dowling. Line of scrimmage is their own 43, and on inside handoff and running with the football is Tegan Johnson. Crosses midfield and is finally brought down right around the 49-yard line. He'll be shy of the first down by a couple yards. Needs to get to the 47 of Kennedy for the first down. He'll be 2 yards shy. Nice run by Tegan Johnson, who's run well tonight.
Yeah, he sure has. And at that time, they're motion Gavin out, takes a linebacker out of the box. They're going to the short, the weak side, where you have the Dowling hats and numbers with Tyler Stein and Ryan Bowles, and they're doing a great job creating those running lanes for Tegan.
All right, third and two, and now Hemrick will fake the handoff to Williams. He's going to lose yard back to the 50-yard line. He'll lose one. It'll bring up fourth down and three for Dowling, and a penalty flag on the back end of all this.
Yeah, they're going to get some of their little chippiness going on down there between Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, and Dowling. I think you're going to get somebody with a personal foul here, Mark.
So we'll see how this all shakes out, and we'll get a call from the official. Mike Vinn is our official tonight.
After the play, personal foul, unnecessary roughness, number 75 of the offense. 15-yard penalty. Bring up fourth down.
They're going to get Dowling's Tyler Stein, the right tackle, for unnecessary roughness after the ball was dead, and that'll back the Maroons deep in their own territory inside the 35. And it'll bring up fourth down because they'll lose the down.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, too. You had good field position to start this drive. You had third and two there, and Hank kept the ball and could have gave the ball and probably would have picked up the first down, but he kept the ball, and then they get called with the unsportsmanlike.
So Maroons back at their own 35-yard line, and then Gerke into punt, gets it away. It's a short and over-end kick, and it's fielded at the 37-yard line on the run. The punt returner went into all that traffic, number 23, and that's Colton Hennish. And Hennish is hit and dropped, but that was a dangerous punt return as he fielded that on the fly, and he had Dowling players coming right at him.
He sure did, and he was able to hold on to the football. Will Herman made a nice tackle on the play, too, to stop the momentum, because his momentum was coming forward, Mark.
Yes, it was.
And if Will was unable to make that tackle, he would have been off to the races.
So Kennedy with the first down at their own 38-yard line, Dowling 14, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing, I formation. And the quarterback under center, the handoff is to the tailback, and getting very little yardage is K-Ron Hendred, the running back, who's been battling an ankle injury, tries to turn a corner, gets it up to the 39 for a gain of just one.
Now Dowling is being very aggressive defensively. They got a lot of guys in the box playing. The linebackers are playing downhill. I would imagine that Cedar Rapids Kennedy's going to have to complete some passes to open up that running game a little bit, Mark. You got a lot of guys around the line of scrimmage for Dowling, and it's making it tough for Cedar Rapids Kennedy to run the football.
Second down, 9 for the Kennedy Cougars. The final minute of the first quarter. I formation. Tied in on the right side. The give is to Hendred once again. Turns the corner. He's hit and drop. Maybe a yard as he bowls his way upfield, and he's hit and dropped by the Dowling defensive line. And Theo Davis, you called his name earlier, he made the stop.
He's doing a very good job, and he is outmatched up front. I mean, when you see 75-77 for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, they got about 50, 60 pounds each on Dowling's defensive lineman, and Dowling is holding their own, and it's making it tough for these, for Cedar Rapids Kennedy to run the football. They're doing a great job defensively.
The left tackle is 290 pounds. Sullivan, who's replacement at left guard, is 200 pounds. The center is 210. The right guard is 235, and the right tackle, 280. So, yeah, some size there for Kennedy. Third and seven for the Cougars. White back to throw, now wants to run. He's scrambling around. Zigs and zags, twists around at midfield and gets the first down. Finally brought down in Dowling territory at the 48-yard line. Nice run that time by the quarterback at that time, Max White of Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
Yeah, Max White did a great job creating nothing into something there with it being an athlete and stepping up into the pocket and taking off upfield and running. And Dowling defensive lineman got too far upfield. The linebackers weren't there to help out, and great job.
End of the first quarter right now, as we'll come back with Cedar Rapids Kennedy with a first and 10 from the Dowling 48 when we return. We've played a quarter here at the Unidome and Cedar Falls, the Class 4A semifinals. Dowling 14, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, as they do between quarters. They recognize some of the folks throughout the season, whether it be coaches or administrators, and they're doing that right now. So we have a little bit of delay as we start the second quarter, Dowling up 14-0 over Cedar Rapids Kennedy Cougars. Mark Amadill alongside John Scheidel. Our studio producer is our Kennedy alum on Iowa Catholic Radio, who did send his daughter to Dowling to graduate, and that's Jeff Biggett. He's holding the fort down. But I'm just class of 81 letter jacket. When he said that to me, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, I didn't realize they had letter jackets back in his day. I did not realize that, John.
That's old school there, Mark.
It is.
He brought out that this morning to represent Cedar Rapids Kennedy. That's good stuff, seeing that old school letterman's jacket that you showed me.
Well, we've got a lot of watch parties going out there, Johnny. I just got a text from my wife's cousins down to south of Des Moines, which we'll be seeing tomorrow, hopefully. But I want to wish Wayne and Jackie, the Poland Caps, well. But you've got somebody on Fleur Drive. Matter of fact, there's a watch party that you weren't invited to, as I understand, Johnny, on Fleur Drive.
Yeah, you know, my dad, I want to say hello to him, and my brother Frank are listening and watching the game at the same time. And I'm getting some interesting texts from a great football mind and my father, who's got some great pointers that I'll definitely use as the game progresses.
Well, you called him Dad, but his name is Ned, yeah. And Ned Scheidel. And Ned was one of the guys that was way back in the day wanted Dowling football to get better. And and Mr. McConville, who I sat with at the Pancake Breakfast, and others, kind of led us like, we got to find ourselves a coach to get Dowling football back in the 60s.
Yeah.
And your dad was a big part of that. And I know his health, he can't go to all the games, but I'm glad he's listening. So hello, Ned Scheidel, and how are you doing? And your son's doing just fine. He's doing better up here than on the sideline, I think, tonight. Do you think, Johnny?
I'm starting to settle in a little bit. It's a little bit more nerve-wracking. You really got to keep paying attention to what's going on.
All right, they flipped the teams, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy going right to left towards the south end zone here, and now the keeper, White, keeps it. Did he lose the football?
He did.
No official signal yet from
they're huddling here
from the referees, but White had the quarterback draw, if you will.
And they're going to call him down, yeah.
And his knee was down. So that'll take care of that. That'll bring up second down 11. He'll lose a yard back to the Dowling 49. Dowling 14, Cedar Rapids nothing. Oh, the Dowling fans see the replay,
yep,
Johnny. And
yep.
Officials can't do anything about that in high school. Once you make the call, you stick with the call.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll do one of those makeup calls as the game progresses.
There's no such thing as a makeup call, and I say that as an official. What are you trying to do to me?
We want that makeup
that.
Call, though.
I know what the coaches want. I've heard that enough. All right, here we go. White back to throw. Now he's running towards the far sideline, running towards the boundary. Just threw it away, incomplete. Great defense that time. That's a coverage sack.
Yes.
And White had presence of mind and unload the ball and get an incompletion.
Yeah, Austin Lang on the coverage there. He was all over the Cedar Rapids Kennedy receiver downfield. As White's rolling to his right, he's running out of room to the short side of the field and just had to get rid of it. He had Jackson Filer chasing him from the backside as well.
All right. We're approaching the 11-minute mark here of the second quarter. Dowling leading 14-0 over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. If you join us late, Matt Mandering not with us tonight due to the death of his father who passed away earlier today. And our thoughts and prayers are with Matt and the Mandering family up in Sheldon in northwest Iowa. Mark Amadale, John Chido, we pull him up off the carpet from the floor of the Unidome up here to the the press box.
Job.
And back to throw is White, and he's corralled again. And your guy, Jalen Pettis, a sophomore,
Pettis.
Makes the stop, and he shows the fans, hey,
yeah.
I'm beating my guy on the offensive line.
Jalen Pettis is doing a tremendous job. He's using his speed, and Dowling's defensive line using their speed to get great penetration to get to that quarterback and keep him contained as well, Mark. And great job up front by both him, Theo Davis, and Jalen Pettis.
Loss of two on the sack. It'll bring up third and or says third and 11. No, it's fourth and 11, excuse me. And the punt goes into the end zone, touchback. Nice punt that time by the young man for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Austin Vandersee, and Stillwell sold that. He was kind of looking in the air, and he watched it, and he was kind of signaling that he was going to catch it, and then it went over his head, and that gave enough delay for the special teams for Kennedy that they didn't attack the ball and goes into the end zone. Touchback, first and 10, Dowling at the 20, Johnny.
Yeah, and, you know, Dowling's defense doing a great job. They're doing their part. They're getting them to go three and out. I think only Cedar Rapids Kennedy's only converted a couple first downs at this point. You know, I'm talking to Coach Cataldo before this game. He was making me a little bit nervous thinking that the offense was going to score 28 points and it was going to be the defense to make some big stops, but defense has done their job. They've
yes.
made plenty of those big stops tonight.
Yes, they had. If you've joined us late, the outstanding left guard for Cedar Rapids Kennedy is not dressed, what we understand from Cedar Rapids Radio. That's Nolan Jacobs. He was a two-way player starting left guard. He goes in at fullback when they want their big package, so he'll play fullback once in a while, big number 55 will, and he's also their left defensive end. So he's playing three positions, and they got to replace him, so he's been replaced in the lineup. By Ethan Sullivan, a 5'11", 200-pound senior. So that's about a 50-pound difference that Kennedy gives up there, and that's why you're seeing the Dowling defensive line being very active right now.
Absolutely. They are taking advantage of that because that was their primary guy they liked to run behind. He would pull and be that power puller where he pull up and get to that second level and create those holes or he kick out the end. And they utilize him a lot running behind him, and they like to run it to big number 77 side, who was Connor Kobe, 6'6", 280, when you have 55 coming at you.
Right.
And his athleticism, the North Dakota State future football player, and then running alongside Connor Kobe, excuse me.
The Iowa commit.
Yeah. I mean, that's tough. That's tough to replace that.
And don't forget to me and sons, 515-282-7676. Can I get some fried ravioli sent up to the Unidome press box? And Mario, are you listening? Help us out here. We also want to thank Bows in the Floors, 244 Rose. That's 244-7673. Area code 515 back in Des Moines. We want to thank them for supporting our red zone and to me and sons for supporting our extra points all season long. Mark Abadale, John Chido, and now we're underway. Dowling with the first down at their own 20. Leading 14-0, inside handoff, and bowling his way is Gavin Williams from his own 20. He does a great job just to get back to the line of scrimmage and maybe a yard gain to the 21. And I'll tell you what, they are really using the – you talk about spying a quarterback, they're spying number 21, Gavin Williams, every time he's in there.
Yeah, you're exactly right. When they motion Gavin out of the backfield, it takes a guy with them. When he's in the backfield, doesn't move, they're really loading up that box and keeping that extra defender in there. But even though they motioned Louis Brooks, no one even honored that, Mark.
All right, handoff Gavin Williams. He's got some yards across the 25. Carries tacklers across the first down marker and up to the 31-yard line. A 10-yard gain for Gavin Williams. And that left side of the Dowling offensive line doing a little bit of damage. Big left tackle who you interviewed last week following the Ankeny win, Charlie Nank, number 77, and Joe Ryan, number 56, the left guard. And now back to the ground game. Handoff Gavin Williams again. And he might go for the tackle at midfield inside the 35. And he's going to be wrestled down inside the 25 as Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Gavin Williams, huge gain that time, and picks up a first down and more.
Yeah, Dowling's going hurry up right on the ball, and they got one or two play in mind, and that was a stretch play to the outside. Gavin was able to get the edge and get north-south in a hurry, and great pickup.
First down at the Kennedy 22-yard line. They give it to Tegan Johnson in there to give Gavin a spell, and Tegan carries maybe for a yard or two down to the 20-yard line. Let's see where they spot him down. It'll bring up second down for Dowling.
Yeah, there's only a gain of two there. They went the same play, but with Tegan in the ball game, it was stretched to the same side, to the boundary, the short side of the field, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy did a nice job defending it.
47-yard run for Gavin Williams on that previous carry. And it's second down and eight as Tegan gains two. Handoff right up the gut to Tegan Johnson. And he is hit and dropped and may have lost a yard or two back to the 22-yard line of Cedar Rapids Kennedy to break up third and 10.
That's their push play, kind of a delayed run play there. I noticed Cedar Rapids Kennedy has gone to a four-man defensive front to kind of help out with that run game. Typically, they're more of a three-front look. They've now gone to a four-man front. But now you got third down here. It looks like they're going to go back to three guys up front there.
Well, third and 10 for Dowling. Line of scrimmage to Kennedy 22. Maroons lead it 14-0. 8:20 remaining here in the second quarter. Winner plays Valley next Friday night. Back to throw. Hemrick throws it in the end zone for Brooks. Caught inside the five, and he's wrestled down at the five-yard line. Louie came back and caught the ball. Unbelievable catch right over the defensive back.
Yeah, Louie ran an out and up that time, and the ball was kind of underthrown, and it was kind of thrown on a line instead of with some air under it. And Louie makes a great catch coming over the back of the defender for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. It's a great play.
And now the Maroons take it in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Gavin Williams. That's his second touchdown run of the night. And the Maroons now lead it 20-0. 8 minutes, 8 seconds remaining second quarter. And Gavin Williams a little bit of a stretch play as he went angling towards the pylon.
That's more of a bounce to the outside, but Dowling went hurry up right after they moved the chains. They're on the ball, ready to go. Cedar Rapids Kennedy wasn't quite set, and Dowling took advantage of it.
Extra point now by Calvert being attempted as Dowling now has opened up a 20-0 lead. The holder will be Matt Stillwell. And Gavin Williams with the touchdown run. Ball is down. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 8:08 remaining, second quarter, Dowling leads Cedar Rapids Kennedy 21-0 here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Back in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer
Mark
using
that one
science
for you
to transform
mossed.
The quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Dowling leading 21-0. Here's a kickoff by the Maroons. And on the return, and this is Brantland Koski. And Brantley Koski across the 20 up to the 30-yard line. And he's Mr. Excitement, but he's been pretty much curtailed tonight. And he gets a nice return across the 30. That's where the Kennedy offense will start first and 10. Cedar Rapids Kennedy trailing 21-0 to Dowling. The last drive for Dowling, Johnny, went 7 plays, 80 yards. Capped off by Gavin Williams' 6-yard run, but Williams had a 47-yard run the third play of that drive. And Louis Brooks on a 16-yard reception got the ball to the 6-yard line.
Yeah, great catch by Louis Brooks over the Kennedy defender there, Mark. And then we go and we kick it to Koski. When he's going to touch the ball, he's going to make things happen, and he sure did. He gives Kennedy great field position to start this drive.
On at their own 32-yard line, and the quarterback remains Max White. And he just keeps he goes with the shotgun formation, direct snap, and he gets a few yards, crosses the 35. They're going to spot him down right at the 37-yard line. So he picked up 7 yards, and we mentioned he being more of a tailback than anything, but yeah. Somebody has to play quarterback, and it's the coach's kid, Max White.
Yeah, and he's been direct snap run a lot tonight, and now they're going to a three receivers, one side, one to the other, to kind of spread Dowling out. And
all right, here's White with the direct snap, rolls to his left, cuts up field over left guard and tackle, and gets across the 40 up near the 41-yard line. He'll be near a first down, but I think he's about a yard shy.
Great run there by Max White, getting the edge, getting north-south, Quickie's kid, make it now third and manageable, third and one here. Big third down play for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. They need to get something going on this drive.
All right, Theo Davis returns to the Dowling front line. He, along with Jalen Pettis, big number 55, and this is where the Maroons have come up big on third down plays. It's third and one. Kennedy on their own 41-yard line, 6:45 remaining here in the second quarter. Dowling leading 21-0. Two receivers on each side of the football. Here is White with it. Spins out of a tackle and gets the first down as he cuts up field. Needed to get just to the 42-yard line, and he did.
Neonte Gerke right there was able to come from the backside and just missed the tackle, allowed for White to get the first down. But that's a direct snap with three backs leading the way. You don't see that nowadays.
No, you don't. And one of those backs just leaving. That's Sham Graham, the starting linebacker, wears number 32. He just checked out. So they have quite a few young men going both ways. Now two receivers left, two to the right on first down for Cedar Rapids Kennedy from their own 42-yard line. Max White at quarterback, the coach's son, back to throw. Now he'll keep the football, and he's dragged down from behind. Penalty flag down, and
get a horse collar.
This might be the horse collar called on Dowling's number 55, Jalen Pettis. We'll see what the officials have to say.
Yeah, Jalen got by Jalen, the quarterback. It's a quarterback draw the whole way, Mark, and Jalen reached his arm out and grabbed the back of Max White's.
We'll get the call from collar. Mike Vint, our official.
Personal foul, face mask.
Oh, face mask.
Number 55 of the defense, 15 yards.
Automatic first down, 15-yard penalty in high school. Is the penalty against Dowling's Jalen Pettis, and that'll move the ball via the penalty into Dowling territory, and Kennedy will have a first down at the Maroon 44-yard line.
Yeah, now Cedar Rapids Kennedy is in excellent field position there in Dowling's side of the field for the first time tonight, Mark, and see if they can capitalize on it.
First down, Kennedy, from the Dowling 44. 5:50 remaining, second quarter. Dowling leading 21-0 here in the 4A semifinals. The winner meets Valley next Friday. Back to throw. Now flushed in the pocket is White, and he'll put his head down and a penalty flag down thrown by the referee, Mike Vint, as White goes down also at the 40-yard line. He'll pick up four, and this is in jeopardy right now, this play.
Yeah, they're going to get holding on number 52 for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Gavin Bascom, toward the end of the play. Mark, it's going to put Cedar Rapids Kennedy back.
So that'll negate a 4-yard run by the Kennedy quarterback.
Holding. Offense, number 77, 10 yards from the spot. Replay the down.
Yeah, that's big Connor Colby, the Iowa recruit. He better get that out of his system if he's going to play for the Hawks.
Yeah, of course, I can't call the right number.
As that moves Kennedy back on their side of the 50, back to their own 44-yard line. So talk about a change of
that's a big penalty.
Possession there, or change of field position on the hold. And now here is White. This time he'll hand it off, and that is K-Ron Hendred down the far sideline. Tries to turn around right end, gets across midfield, and picks up some of that yardage, and he's finally wrestled down about the Dowling 47-yard line, so he gets some of that back.
Yeah, Cedar Rapids Kennedy did a nice job there with that three-back look leading the way, and that time they gave Max White handed it off. And went the opposite way, and it froze the linebacker, allowed to give Cedar Rapids some running room over the right side there.
Well, gain of 9 that time for K-Ron Hendred, the senior running back. Brings up second down 13 for the Kennedy Cougars. And they run that full house backfield, and now the quarterback White trying to find some room, gets around right in, and he's hit and dropped right at the 48-yard line and finally pushed out of bounds. That'll stop the clock with 4:43 remaining in the half. And timeouts remaining. Each team has three timeouts at their disposal.
At that time, Jackson Filer did a great job spilling that to the sideline, meaning he strung the play out to the sideline, allowed for the linebackers to come up and fill, and Max White ran out of room.
Loss of one on the play officially, so it brings up third and 14 for the Kennedy Cougars.
Dowling's defense is a lot quicker and faster up front, and it's shown.
You can see that already. Skeffigan's Formal Wear, we want to thank them along with R&R Realty and the Catholic Tuition Organization. All right, third and 14 for the Cougars, and a timeout called on the field. We'll take one ourselves as Kennedy calls their first timeout.
Charge to Kennedy there.
4:43 remaining in the first half. Dowling 21, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
Support for programming on Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, the leader in commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door for one-of-a-kind world-class design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door, serving imaginations since 1992.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. On that last play, Max White kept the football for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. On the replay, John, here on the board.
Yeah.
He was swarmed under. Matter of fact, hit and dropped by
Osley
got him, and a few others brought him down. Ball came out, and they ruled him down back at the 46-yard line of Kennedy, and a big loss in the play. Here's the punt by Kennedy. A fair catch signal for by Dowling's Matt Stillwell. So the Maroons will have it, first and 10. From their own 16-yard line, Dowling leading 21-0 as we approach the four-minute mark here of the second quarter. Mark Amadale, John Chido, and keep your prayers. The Maindring family, Matt not with us on this trip to Cedar Falls tonight. His dad passed away earlier today. His dad, Marvin, 77 years young, passed away up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So our thoughts and prayers are with the Dowling principal, the Maindring family, and their folks up in northwest Iowa and Sheldon. And we'll keep them in our prayers tonight. 21-0, the Maroon offense on the field. Hank Hemrick, a quarterback. The give is to Tegan Johnson, goes around the right side. Finally run out of bounds. They say he stayed in bounds as he got up to about the 20-yard line. Gain of four that time, John.
Yeah, that's a stretch play for Tegan Johnson. Able to get the edge a little bit. Nice job by the outside linebacker for Cedar Rapids. Kennedy coming up and making the stop would turn to a short game that could have been a bigger game.
It certainly can. We want to remind you that the Catholic Tuition Organization offers a great tax benefit for their donors, and you have time while we still have the year. They have a tax credit still available before the end of the year. That's ctodsmdiocese.org. For more information, you can also call 515-237-5000. If you great tax benefit for your donors and tuition assistance to qualified families who want to send their kids to Catholic schools, that's the Catholic Tuition Organization. Our good friend Gene Wells manages that, and we want to throw that out there to everybody. You can get online again, ctodsmdiocese.org. Penalty against Dowling. That'll move the Maroons back 5 yards, back to the 15-yard line. So it's second and 12, Dowling. Hemrick on play action, rolls to his left, looks downfield, fires it out, and it's caught by the big tight end, and that is Andrew Lynch. It gets across the 20 up near the first down, finally run down to 25. It'll be a couple yards shy there, John.
Yeah, that time they ran a type of an X-over type formation, and the tight end Andrew Lynch came from the backside across the formation, and nice pitch and catch by Hank and Andrew.
10-yard catch that time, shy of the first down. Now Hemrick will keep the football, and he's loose down the far sideline at midfield at the 40, cuts inside 30, still on his feet 20, and he's finally brought down at the 18-yard line of Kennedy. He had a big run of 61 yards against Ankeny, and he almost did it here.
There's that misdirection where you have the backs going one way for Dowling and Hank keeping the ball going the opposite way and utilizing his speed to get outside and get upfield. Nice game.
Certainly was. Hemrick, as Maroon's going hurry up, to give us to Tegan Johnson, puts his head down and crunches his way down to the 16-yard line for a 2-yard gain. And it'll be second down 8 coming up for Dowling.
Yeah, that time Tegan went over the left side of the Dowling offensive line behind Charlie Nank. And I seen Ryan Bowles. He's been switched from right guard to left guard a couple different times, given a couple different looks for Dowling. He's now back at his right guard position, but the play before he's been playing some left guard. So Dowling doing a little bit different things up front.
Well, Hank Hemrick had a 61-yard run, got the ball inside the 20 last week for Ankeny, against Ankeny. Tonight, a 57-yard run, and got the ball all the way down to the Kennedy 18. Deegan Johnson ran on first down for 2. So it's 2nd and 8, Dowling, from the Kennedy 16-yard line. Minute 50 remaining here in the first half, and a timeout on the field called by Dowling. We'll take a 1-minute break and return. Dowling 21, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing. The winner meets the Valley Tigers next Friday night in the championship game in Class 4A. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country, authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons' bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying their homemade bread, fried peppers, and real Italian desserts and more. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown, tamiaandsons.net.
And welcome back to the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Gavin Williams into the lineup now for Dowling as the Maroons with a second down play, and they give it to Gavin, and he turns around right guard and maybe gets a yard down to the 15-yard line. It's tough going down there. You can see the size of Kennedy. You know, when you get in that red zone, John, not a whole lot of places to hide.
Yeah, Dowling's had more success, I think, Mark, running the ball north-south. You know, motioning Gavin, or motioning a guy, taking a guy out of the box, and then going north-south instead of these kind of these slow developing runs. Cedar Rapids Kennedy has been able to stop.
All right, Williams goes in motion. Tegan Johnson in the backfield. They'll swing the pass out to Gavin Williams in the left flat. Breaks a tackle, 15, on his feet, and he twists his way down near the first down inside the 10-yard line. And we'll see who the official spots it. It's right at the 10. That play will go for about 5 yards and maybe a first down. It looks like it's going to be fourth down, and they're going to call it 1 right now.
And it looks like Dowling is making no hesitation, Mark. They're going to go for it on 4th and 1, up 21-0 late in the, with 43 seconds left here.
5-yard catch for Gavin Williams. 4th and 1, Dowling. Hemrick will keep the football, puts his head down, dives forward, and I believe he's got the first down. He does. He just needed to get to the across the 10, and he did. 1st and goal at the 9, they'll call it. And a nice run by Hank Hemrick. This time he ran right and went right over right guard and tackle.
Yeah, that was that diamond formation that Dowling has ran last week. I think it's the first time we've seen it tonight. Hank kept the ball all the way and was able to get the first down.
First down, Maroons. The lone pass reception was by Lynch and by Gavin Williams. Lynch's catch for 10 yards early in the drive. Louis Brooks goes in motion, a handoff, Tegan Johnson. A hole opens up. Tegan opens up, and he goes down towards the goal line. They're going to spot his knee down at the 1. He'll pick up 8. It'll be 2nd and goal on the 1 for Dowling. With 15 seconds remaining in the halftime out, Dowling will keep it here. Nice run by Tegan Johnson. Just a yard shy of the goal line. He'll pick up 8.
Yeah, they said the ball didn't cross the plane there, and it looked like his knee touched before the ball was able to cross the plane, Mark. But This is a big opportunity here for Dowling to convert on this before the half, because it really puts Cedar Rapids Kennedy behind, being down what would be 28-0. And
well, that's on the horizon. It'd be second and goal, Dowling inside the 1 yard line. Looks like they have the ball spotted. I want to mention Kemen, along with Mercy One and Two Rivers Glass and Door, for supporting our broadcast all season long here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And yes, we do have high school basketball coming up on Iowa Catholic Radio. Our first game will be Dowling and Lincoln the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, John Chidel. So if the Maroons are involved next Friday in the championship game, we'll have a few days off and get right into girls basketball, girls and boys basketball here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
You know, OC loves that every year. It's been 6 years in a row that he's got to get guys that play basketball back in the basketball shape in a hurry.
The good news is there's no more jamboree to go to the Saturday after the championship game. All right, second and goal, Dowling. We're out of the timeout. Hemrick, a quarterback. Give us to Tegan Johnson. He bowls his way in. Touchdown. Touchdown, Tegan Johnston. Johnson, rather. Tegan last year was the running back after Jason Murray got hurt in the championship game. It was Tegan in that second half with the in that win over Cedar Falls. And tonight he gets the touchdown, his first of the night.
Yeah, Tegan is more of a power back, and he's got some speed, don't get me wrong, but he's that guy that likes, you would call him back in the day, one of those mutters that like to go north-south and grind it out, and he does a nice job there getting in the end zone, getting his shoulder square and getting in the end zone.
Extra point now by Jake Calvert, the hold by Matt Stillwell, and the extra point is up, and it is good. So Dowling increases this lead to 28-0 over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. 11 seconds remaining here in the first half, back in 1 minute with the kickoff on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses,
those two-way glaucoma kids look like they're getting tired,
and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization?
It's gonna be tough playing
probably
after
because
they've been
they love Catholic
the
schools,
cold.
Right? Well, partially, but they also like the tax benefits, or they were helped when their kids were in school, or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great, and after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
Welcome back to the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Man, security is light
tonight. Loosened up a little bit.
Don't let anybody
in. I mean, Jeffson gets right in. You have radio credentials and couldn't get in.
that'll get you
nowhere.
Yeah, that might get you a fine. All right. 28-0 Dowling, the kickoff by the Maroons after Dowling goes, how about this, John? 9 plays, 84 yards on that last Dowling drive, capped off by Tegan Johnson's first touchdown tonight of 1 yard. But the previous drive for the Maroons was 7 plays, 80 yards, sustaining these long drives, killing some clock. I thought that was the Kennedy game plan, was to kill some, work the clock and keep the ball running on the ground, and Dowling's kind of done that.
It tells you what Coach Cataldo knows. I'm trying to get the information on him to prep me for
you
tonight. And
heard it here first.
It's been the exact opposite, which it's been a great thing for Dowling.
All right, Kennedy with the first down. 10 seconds remaining in the first half. Kennedy with the first down from their own 32-yard line. They'll keep it on the ground. They'll give it to their tailback that time, and turning the corner is K-Ron Hendred. And that ankle must not be bothering him too much tonight, because they thought he'd only be in for a couple series and they'd take him out, but he's kind of last the first half of that bum ankle. And he turned the corner and they spot him down right about the 33. And we got to stop
it. Yeah,
you're going
to get a personal foul.
Defense, number 91.
Oh.
15-yard.
That'll go against Jackson Filer. You heard referee Mike Vint that time. Jackson Filer with a personal foul. And the Maroons, that's the second one they've had tonight.
Yep.
Pettis had the horse collar.
And you know, I understand it. You get really amped up in these type of ball games, and a person's going out of bounds, and you're going full speed, and it's hard to let up. But you have to use your sense there and know when to let up and know when to make that attempt.
Kennedy with the first down at their own 48-yard line. 4 seconds remaining. They give it to the fullback that time, Jay Ostendorf, and he's loose inside the 40. That'll be the final play of the half. He gets the first down all the way down to the Dowling 35-yard line. So it's a 17-yard run, and if there's no flags out there, that will be the final play of the half there, John.
Yeah, what a power run by number 45. That's the first time we've seen it all night. In fact, you said earlier he didn't have to carry all year, and that's probably one of his
I was referring to their 55, their guard. But
77 got banged up there, their other big offensive lineman, Connor Colby, there, Mark. That's something to watch for coming into that second half, that 6'6", 280-pound junior right tackle.
Well, we don't have access to you on the sideline tonight, John, so we're going to have to do with plan B, and that is get Mr. Grant Bossom, the defensive coordinator, involved with our halftime report before we go to break. And Coach Bossom, thanks for joining us. Congratulations. What a half by your defense. Offense is doing well when they can score, but you're matching up well with this physical team.
Right, we're flying around. We're flying around. Kids are doing a good job. They got a lot of weapons still. So, you know, they would be doing the quarterback, tailback, number seven. They got some real players. So we're doing some good things. Proud of our kids, how we're playing the first half.
Yeah, I noticed you're able to slow them down defensively and not letting that quarterback break contain. Your defense line did a nice job. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're trying to align. I mean, make sure our alignment's correct. The issues we've had a little bit was based on the alignment. You know, specific Chris Allison doing a heck of a job spying him a little bit. You know, he can throw it a little bit, but he's more dangerous with his feet. So, but up front, we're taking care of business. We can get them in pass situations. These guys are dang good run blockers, but in the pass game, they're a little challenged.
Well, Coach, 47 total yards by Kennedy in the first half, and you mentioned your kids flying around. And your thoughts on second half adjustments. What do you anticipate by Kennedy? What adjustments may they make offensively?
We did some good things. I'll tell you this. We scored 28 points and a half. We're going to be in pretty good shape. So offense is really rolling there. We just got to eliminate the big play, as we talked about all week, making them earn it. You know, and that's the challenge because they're going to grind a little on us, and that little seam could create a big play, and for us it's that balance, even that last play, you know, the balance of playing some soft cover too, not letting you give a big play. But they're good enough to make us miss in space. So we gotta continue to fly to the football and some gang tackling.
Coach Bossom, thanks for visiting with us at halftime. Get him.
All right, good luck, Coach.
Grant Bossom, the defensive coordinator for Dowling, as that's John. That's my fan club, John, not yours.
You got all the fans. Yeah. I'm going to let Coach.
We're going to have a break here. Let's talk about this first half statistics. We've got to get this in. I know you missed this because you're on the sideline, but Coach Maynard and I always talk about first half statistics. Dowling, 251 yards of total offense first half. Kennedy with 47 yards. Dowling with 49 yards passing. Kennedy with negative six yards passing. Runs with 202 yards on the ground, 53 yards rushing for Cedar Rapids. Kennedy. For the Maroons, 12 first downs in the first half, just 6 for Kennedy. And penalties, Dowling penalized 5 times, 62 yards. I mentioned some of those aggressive penalties the Maroons had. Didn't hurt them, but it cost them some field position. Kennedy penalized once for 13 yards. And quarterback Hank Hemrick, 6 out of 8 passing, no interceptions, and no touchdown passes for 49 yards. And for Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, Max White, 1 of 4 passing for negative 6 yards in the first half. White is their leading ground gainer for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 6 carries, 20 yards. And their fullback slash tight end, Jay Ostendorf, that last carry, 1 carry for 17 yards. That's the second best runner for Kennedy. And finally, number 21, K-Ron Hendred with 16 yards at halftime. For Dowling, Gavin Williams, 9 carries, 88 yards, 2 touchdowns in the first half. Tegan Johnson for the Maroons, 10 carries, 58 yards and a touchdown. And quarterback Hank Hemrick, 3 carries, 56 yards for the Maroons. And he had that big run of 57 yards that got Dowling into the red zone. And finally, Louis Brooks, 3 catches, 33 yards in the first half for the Maroons. Lynch, 1 catch for 10 yards. Gavin Williams, 1 catch for 4 yards. And Jackman, 1 catch for 2 yards. And for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Brantley Koski, the young man, number 7, as Coach Bossom goes by, he just calls him numbers, 1 catch, negative 6 yards. So that's a pretty good first half for the Dowling Maroons. Again, Dowling total offense in the first half with 251 yards and Kennedy with 47. So our halftime score is Dowling 28, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing, along with John Chido, Mark Amadell. We'll come back. We'll catch up with the guy that's the president of the Catholic Football League,
And you're part of that, too. I know that.
Well, he's the leader. You know, he does a great job.
We're going to talk to the leader.
He does a great job.
We don't want to talk to the guy below the leader.
No, you don't want to talk to us. you need to talk to the guy, and Andy does a great job.
We'll talk to Andy Jepson here after this timeout. Dowling 28, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing. The winner will meet the Valley Tigers next Friday night here at the Unidome. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadeo, John Chido tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We're at halftime of the 4A semifinal, the second one, as Dowling leading Cedar Rapids Kennedy 28-0. Earlier tonight, the Valley Tigers advanced to the championship game with a 35-7 win over Bettendorf. So the winner of this game will play Valley next Friday night at 7 o'clock. Now joined at halftime by the president of the Catholic Football League, Andy Jepson. Didn't we have you on earlier this year on Game 1, and weren't we on TV that night? And
we were.
I know one thing. One of us had to go through a lot of makeup.
This is a lot better not being on camera. I'll just tell you that. Everybody appreciates
it. The less stress, the replay. They just keep TiVoing it or whatever they do. And, Andy, we appreciate you coming up. Catholic Football League, now the season ended, but it doesn't end for the people behind the scenes. You're the president, and talk about this year and some of the things that happened, because I know we talked to you earlier, some of the things that were going on, but hey, now the preparation is next year. And talk about the season, Andy.
We had a fantastic year again. We had roughly 550 kids between first and seventh grade in our league this year, which in the last 3 or 4 years that I've been involved is far and away the best turnout that we've had, the best participation that we've had. You know, our kids, I think, had a really, really good season from the perspective of everything was very well organized. All the guys on the board, all the volunteer coaches did a fantastic job of quickly getting the kids organized. We jumped right into games right away. The first weekend coming out of Labor Day weekend, kids played for 6 weekends in a row, and then we turned the stuff in and turned our attention to the high school playoffs, which is where we're at right now. And once these guys are done in a couple weeks here, we'll give Coach Wilson a couple weeks to kind of decompress and then get back together as a board and figure out what's next as we get ready for next year.
And that is a big preparation. You had nearly 600 kids out total. That includes the flag for the youngsters all the way to tackle. Nearly 600 kids out. Obviously, you want to see those numbers increase. But as I remind our listeners, remember, eighth grade is no longer part of Catholic football. It is part of the Dowling. So it's actually 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, all with Dowling. So you lost a grade and a group of an age group there. So you're trying to recover from that. I think you have for the most part.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is the third year, I believe, that our 8th graders have played through Dowling Catholic and been affiliated with. We're really a school team that then goes out and plays the other schools in the area just like the high school kids do. And, you know, they're governed by the Iowa High School Athletic Association and all that stuff. So the kids kind of transition from, you know, our youth football model over into the high school model, if you will, as eighth graders. And that's really worked very well for us. I know Coach Chido is one of the coaches for the eighth graders, and so we're very well connected as a board to the eighth grade staff and have a very clear understanding of what we can try to do with the sixth and seventh graders who are playing tackle football within the Catholic Football League to try to prepare them for what the eighth grade coaches expect and want them to be able to do when they get to eighth grade.
Andy Jepson's my guest here at halftime, president of the Catholic Football League, one of the feeder programs for Dowling, as we visited here at halftime. Dowling leading Cedar Rapids Kennedy 28-0. And Andy, what is the preparation? Obviously, people interested, they want to know, okay, I'm thinking about having my kid, whether it be young enough to be a flag football, and that's first through fifth grade is flag. Sixth and seventh is a tackling. Yep. And maybe they're thinking about, well, maybe he's never been out for football and wants to try, or she has never been out for football. How do they get in touch with people in the off season, which is right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing that I would do is point folks to our website, which is just dmcatholicfootball.com, www.dmcatholicfootball.com. All of the information about our league is housed on that website. Once we get to roughly April 1st, that's where all of our registration process will be online. And within that website, we've got names and phone numbers of all of our board board members, including myself. So if folks have questions in the off season about how the league works and when sign-up is and how teams are put together or any of the 100 questions that, that parents might have, please just reach out to any of us. I would welcome you to shoot me an email, give me a phone call, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you've got. And hopefully get you comfortable and ready to go for your kids to participate next year.
Now, football isn't your dad and grandfather's football anymore. It's more the heads up, the safety involved, the correct way to play. The coaches are trained that way. And you have coaches that – I know you have every year you have kind of a filter through of coaches because some of their kids are playing now in high school. And some of them choose to stay and help with the Catholic Football League. You always have new coaches.
Yep.
Talk about their training and their background. How do you assess all that?
Yeah, great question. We're directly affiliated with USA Football, which actually the last couple times I've been on, I probably have been remiss not to mention our affiliation with the guys over at the Mid-Iowa Youth Football League. Our sixth and seventh graders are fortunate enough to play as Catholic Football League teams in the Mid-Iowa Youth Football League, which is run by a group of guys affiliated with the Waukee Youth Football. They started this league a number of years ago, and they just do a tremendous job. They're very, very well organized. They allow for teams all over the metro that are feeder programs like we are for Dowling and feeder programs for, you know, Southeast Polk and Ankeny and Valley and Waukee and everybody else to come together under one set of rules in a very organized manner to have competition at the tackle level. And so everybody affiliated with the Mid-Iowa Youth Football League, which also includes the Catholic Football League, all those coaches are certified as USA Football certified coaches, which really goes through everything from technique, like you talked about, heads up, tackling, and that type of thing, all the way through to quality practice plans and how to prepare and acclimate kids to heat and cold and all the different things that go on as a football coach. All of that is part of the training and certification that our tackle coaches go through once our kids reach that age.
Well, sportsmanship, teamwork, commitment, and accountability, that's all part of the Catholic Football League. I know you work on fundamentals, but we also got to be physically fit to play this game. This is one of those games where, you know, I see football players struggle with basketball because it's such an up-down game and all that, but I'll tell you what, you got to have strength, you got to have coordination, and you got to be in shape, and this is something that really helps. And I think if my son went through all this, and you know, of course at Grandview, and like you are now, really enjoyed it. But you got a great start. The fundamentals are very important, especially if you're starting out as a youth.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, one of the biggest things that we have going for us right now with the Catholic Football League, obviously, is the success of what's going on out on the field in front of us with the Dowling Catholic High School program. You know, our kids that are coming through our program, they pay attention to what's going on Friday nights. They want to be, you know, have their opportunity in a few years to be running around out here on the turf in the dome. And, you know, I think all of those things kind of come together in a very positive manner, you know, for those kids that choose to participate. And we just feel really, really good about the direction of the game. You know, I've heard Coach Wilson say a number of times that the game of football has never been safer than it is today. And it's because of the things that we're talking about. It's because of teaching techniques and coaching techniques and a heightened sense of oversight. It's improved equipment. It's all those things. And I really like the trajectory of the game right now, particularly in what we see with our youth kids.
Andy Jepson's my guest here at halftime, the president of the Catholic Football League. And, Andy, the number one question that you get, whether it's emailed to you, called to you, or somebody slips you a note and say, hey, answer this, what's the most common questions you receive as president and parents want to know about getting their kids in the grade schools into Catholic football?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we get questions about whether you have to be affiliated maybe with one of our parochial schools, right, one of our Catholic elementary schools. And the simple answer to that is no, you don't. Our Catholic Football League has been around for 55, 56 years now, and we've always been open to youth from all over the metro area, whether you attend a parochial school or not. So that's probably the main question is, can I get my son or daughter involved even if they don't attend one of the parochial schools? And I think the next one after that is really just kind of the particulars of how to go about getting signed up. Like I mentioned earlier, we will open registration for the 2020 season at roughly April 1st. Registration all occurs online. If there are any questions about how to register, we can certainly do it manually offline as well, but makes life easier when we get those registrations online.
DMCatholicFootball.com is the website. Andy Jepson's the president. Now, side note, did I miss anything with the Catholic football?
No, nope, I think we're good there.
Because you know my next question. Tomorrow, have a chance to be undefeated at Grandview. You're the quarterback's coach. You work with our good friend, my good friend, Derek Fulton, the offensive coordinator.
He's actually the quarterback's coach now. I've got the receivers the last couple of years.
They moved you somewhere, but anyway.
He seems to think he knows a little bit more about those quarterbacks than I do.
You guys are undefeated, 10-0. You're taking on a first-year club in Clark who've been building their program, much like Grandview did about 14, 15 years ago.
Yep.
You take on Clark tomorrow, an opportunity to go undefeated during the regular season. 1 o'clock or noon kickoff?
Noon.
Noon kickoff, Williams Stadium.
Yep.
Dowling's home away from home during
the playoff football
season. And you guys have had a tremendous year. Congratulations, and go for the undefeated season tomorrow, Coach.
Yeah, we're excited. The group that we've got this year has really done a fantastic job. Our schedule is a little bit different this year. We were pretty front-loaded with five or eight ranked teams in the top in the first, I think, 7 weeks. And maybe hasn't been quite as competitive the past couple weeks, but you know, certainly our kids are prepared. They only get, you know, a handful of opportunities to go out and do what we do on Saturdays. So there won't be any letdown tomorrow. We're going to be ready to go. Our guys are chomping at the bit. And this is just a really fun group to be around and to watch them prepare and to watch them perform on Saturdays. It's been a blast. And, I know Coach Woodley and the rest of the staff, we're all ready to go for tomorrow.
Andy Jepson, thanks for visiting with us at halftime. Best of luck with the Catholic Football League. We always got Johnny here, always keeping us informed. And now you kind of sold the whole deal the last 6-7 weeks. He's kind of been talking about it, but now you really talked about it.
All right,
appreciate
very good.
It.
I appreciate you having me.
You bet.
All right.
Andy Jepson, my guest here at halftime. We'll take a break, come back with the start of the second half. At halftime, Dowling leading Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 28-0 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic sports and activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
To the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls, Mark Emmerdale alongside John Scheido. Halftime score, Dowling 28, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy nothing. And I want to remind you that, hey, would you like and help Iowa Catholic Radio be voices for Christ this Giving Tuesday, December 3rd. We're giving a tax-deductible gift to Iowa Catholic Radio. Your gift allows Iowa Catholic Radio to continue our mission, connecting listeners to Christ. Thank you for your prayerful and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com or calling during business hours, 515-223-1150. Underway as we start the third quarter, the second half, Dowling leading 28-0. Kennedy on the kickoff return. And John Scheido, they return it across the 30, or near the 30-yard line, it looks like here.
Yeah, nice return there by K. Ron Hendred. We called his name a little bit earlier as their primary tailback tonight for Kennedy, allowing Kennedy to start here with decent field position starting from their own 28.
Yeah, they certainly are. So it is a first down for the Kennedy Cougars. Line of scrimmage just shy of the 30-yard line. They'll start at the 29-yard line. Quarterback remains Max White. Hands off on first down and running east-west is the tailback, and he's finally run out of bounds. That's Kayron Hendred. And I'll tell you what, there is no hole over the A or B gap to run over guard or tackle, and they just force him outside the numbers there, Johnny.
No, Jalen Pettis and Theo Davis have done a great job all night for the Dowling defensive line, along with Jackson Filer and Russell Pearson. They're spilling it to the sideline, and they're giving the backs nowhere to run. I would expect that Cedar Rapids Kennedy at some point is going to have to do some misdirection, Mark, to slow that Dowling defense down.
So Hendred, a gain of two. Going to bring up second down eight. They work out of the I formation. Quarterback under center, White. The handoff to tailback, Koski. And he's the young man who we talked about earlier, Mr. Everything. And now he's in the tailback spot, and that must mean the starting tailback, Hendred, is being spelled a time or two. He's battling that ankle injury. So you're going to see Seven Koski go tailback and receive your job.
Yeah, Koski's a dangerous runner. You can't let him outside that tackle box with his speed because he'll be able to get north-south in a hurry. That time he couldn't get outside or bounce at the outside. There's still no room up front for Kennedy to run the football.
Gain of one, so it's third and seven for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. The quarterback is Max White, the coach's son. Out of the shotgun. Back to throw he goes. He's being rushed and now breaks a tackle out of a tackle by Jackson Filer and finally hit and dropped really shy of the 35-yard line. So he'll gain three, but that was a tough three. And I think he took a shot by Filer, but he was able to brush it off.
Yeah, even though Jackson couldn't finish the play there, Mark, it slowed White down enough to allow Dowling's defense to recover and keep him contained for a short game.
And how about the hand for the Dowling defense once again? We had head coach Grant Bossom on it, defensive coordinator Grant Bossom on at halftime, and here's the punt by Kennedy, and that's Vandersee, another nice punt, and now it's picked up by Stillwell. He crosses the 40-yard line in traffic a lot there, John.
Yeah, fair catches some that you think he's going to return, and the ones you think he's going to fair catch, he takes a gamble. But his momentum was coming forward, Mark, and it was able to elude that first tackler and get upfield for a little bit of gain there.
10:29 remaining, third quarter. Dowling with the first down at their own 41-yard line. The winner of this game will meet the Valley Tigers. Next Friday night, they'll kick off at 7 o'clock sharp. Dowling or Cedar Rapids Kennedy will take on Valley. Valley, a 35-7 winner earlier today over Bettendorf in the first 4A semifinal. And the winner will meet the Tigers. Handoff, Gavin Williams bounces off a tackle, tries to turn upfield, and he's corralled. And that was about three, four white shirts surrounding him, and forward progress was the 38-yard line. So he'll loss in a play of 3 yards.
You know, getting some coaches' insight from my father, you know, at halftime, I was able to call and get their opinion on the first half of the game. He said that Cedar Rapids Kennedy would have to go to that four-man defensive front, which they did there, and stop Dowling's running game for a loss.
Loss of three, second and 13 for the Maroons. Here's Hemrick. On play action, fires lateral pass, caught by Louis Brooks, breaks the tackle, and he's finally upended. And he got back to the original line of scrimmage and maybe then some, a yard up to the 42-yard line. He'll gain four on the reception.
That time they went, Louis was in the slot. They threw a quick screen to him. They had the numbers on the outside because what Cedar Rapids Kennedy will do, they won't play a guy right over the top of them. They have a safety that's deep and allows him to create some space if he could elude that first tackle, which he did, and had a nice little game.
All right, third down and nine for Dowling. Hemrick back to throw, fires the ball downfield. The pass is just off the hands of Louis Brooks, incomplete at the 48-yard line. Would have been shy of the first down by a couple yards, and that'll bring in the Dowling punting unit.
Yeah, Louis sat there, Mark, and instead of breaking it to the outside, kind of sat and placed himself in some space there, and the ball was thrown to the outside a little bit, and Louis was unable to make the catch.
So Niante Gerke in to punt for Dowling. He'll be awaiting the snap from Dowling's long snapper, Koa Thompson. He and Russell Pearson handle the snapping duties. And Gerke from his own 28-yard line gets the punt away. It's a low end-over-end kick. Bounced at the 20, picked up at the 20 by Kennedy. And on the return across the 30 up to about the 33-yard line, Let's see if that is number 7, Koski, or not.
It's number 23.
That is Colton Heenish. Heenish on the return, the 5'6", 145-pound senior. So Cedar Rapids Kennedy will start first and 10 on their own 33-yard line as Dowling leads it 28-0 over the Kennedy Cougars. Mark Amadale alongside John Chido. We want to thank Grant Boston, the Dowling defensive coordinator, for visiting with us at halftime. And, of course, we want to thank Andy Jepson, the president of the Catholic Football League, also for joining us at halftime. Media timeout. We'll take one ourselves. 9-10 remaining third quarter. Dowling 28, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
Support for programming on Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, the leader in commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door for one-of-a-kind world-class design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door, serving imaginations since 1992.
And we're back here at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls alongside John Chido, Mark Amadale. Matt Mandering, our third member of the crew, is not with us tonight due to the death of his father earlier today. And our thoughts and prayers are with Matt Mandering, the Dowling principal, and our color commentator during the high school football season with Dowling Catholic during the season. His father, Marvin, passed away today at the age of 77 years old up in South Dakota. So our thoughts and prayers are with them. John Chido alongside me tonight. And finally, first down now for Kennedy, and they take the ball from the 33-yard line. And, hey, number 7, Koski got a carry. He tried to get outside, but once again the Dowling defense corralled him.
Yeah, they're trying to get the ball in Koski's hands and let him make the play and utilize the speed, get to the outside, which they did there, and he was able to get that edge in a hurry because of his speed and picked up a nice 7 yards to make it second and short.
Second, they're going to call it 2. And they run their version of a power eye with the quarterback beside the power eye formation. This time it's White. Keeps the hand out. The quarterback just goes up over center and picks up enough for the first down at the 43-yard line. He goes. He needed 2, and he got 2.
Yeah, the old version of the single wing, and it is actually a single wing without the spin back. But you think they would do some misdirections off of that to keep this Dowling defense off balance. But it's pretty much been straight ahead running for Max White or a run to one of the tailbacks with two other backs leading the way.
You know, I was talking with Coach Boss. I'm asking what adjustment did he foresee, because they've watched tape on Kennedy, and you probably watched probably the last 4 or 5 games closely, but you wonder what adjustments they're going to make, because they don't throw the football. They're going to have to find a way to run it here, John.
Yeah, they sure are, and they're going to have to do it in a hurry because you don't have many possessions here.
High formation, the handoff goes to the tailback, and that is K-Ron Hendred, the senior. Takes over the right side, but very little running room. Tried to turn it up over right tackle, and he's hit and dropped at the 44, gain of 1.
You can tell the exhaustion of the two-way players trying, kind of taking effect here early in the second half, Mark. As Kennedy's, I'm watching their offensive line, some of the two-way players are slow getting up in between plays. Those TV timeouts will help, but it's tough to go two ways, especially in this environment with the speed of the Dowling defense.
No question. All right, second down 9. For Kennedy on their own 44, I formation to give is it the fullback for the second time tonight? That might be Ostendorp. We'll see.
Yep.
It is Ostendorp. And he carries it maybe for a gain of 1 up to the 45. It'll bring up third and long once again for Kennedy. And they are not a passing-oriented team.
No, they're not. They're going to be a power-running game, and their quarterback is a running back, as we've mentioned many times throughout this broadcast. Dowling's doing a great job shuffling defensive linemen in and out, keeping guys fresh. You see Chase Patton down there, the other sophomore, who come in for Jalen Pettis, doing a nice job up front for Dowling's D.
All right, I formation for Kennedy, wide under center, back to throw, rolls to his right, still rolling, fires the ball downfield, and the pass is nearly intercepted. They're going to call it an interception, and a sliding catch that time by Dowling. How about that?
Chills, yeah.
And shut down Schultz with the interception. Owen Schultz, number 22, right in front of, I think he was the open receiver that time. He slid right in front of it. I don't know how he made the catch.
Yeah, Max White had to get rid of the ball. He's running to the sideline, and he ran out of room. He had Jackson Filer chasing him. He had to get rid of the ball, and Owen Schultz went down towards the turf and makes a nice catch.
He certainly does. We saw the replay here on the big screen. And the intended receiver that time was Cody Fluhoff, the tight end, and he stepped right in front of him. So Dowling first down at their own 42-yard line with 7:08 remaining. And now Hank Hemrick, a little swing pass to right, caught by out of the backfield. And that is T.A. Johnson,
Gavin Williams,
on the reception. The Maroons go to the air with the lateral pass to the right of the formation.
Yeah, that time they went to the field with Gavin Williams to get him, catch the ball in space and utilize his athleticism to get upfield for a nice first down gain of six there, Mark.
Yep, six-yard gain, second and four Dowling. Hemrick back to throw. Now he wants to keep it, draw a play, puts his head down, first down Dowling. Hemrick driving tacklers, and Hank gets it up to the 49-yard line. Or down to the 46-yard line of Kennedy, excuse me.
And Dowling's going a little up-tempo here, Mark, and they're having success running straight up the middle there. That time it was a draw play all the way. They brought three receivers, bring guys out of the box, and opens up that running lane.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. The one to the right is Stillwell out of the shotgun. Hemrick wants to run. Now a little pop pass downfield, and he overthrew everybody, incomplete. Closest receiver was Makai Harris, the safety back there. They tried to hit Stillwell with a little pop pass, and that got broken up early.
They had the high safety, the one high safety that was there in the corner bailed that time, Mark, right in the throwing lane. He didn't bite on the run play that Dowling tried to set up, and then when Hank threw it, there was no one to throw it to.
Yeah, and it'll bring up now second and 10. For Dowling, and the handoff goes to Tegan Johnson, and he knifes his way, zigzag, first down and more. He might go inside the 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Tegan Johnson. A 54 or 46-yard run for Tegan, and he stopped, waited, zigzagged, and finally outraged the defender.
And what I like about Tegan in his running is always north-south running. And he's got great patience, and he's moving his cuts north-south, always moving upfield, and did a nice job.
Great block downfield. We saw that on the replay.
Yeah, Charlie Nank.
Nank with the huge block that really made him separate from everybody else, and he got the block he needed. Touchdown, Dowling. Maroons now on the verge of a running clock against Kennedy. Calvert's extra point is up, and Jake puts it through, and Dowling now leads 35-0 over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. 6:08 remaining third quarter. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and
we
casual
got them right
room attire
where we want
for
them.
Weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations.
Getting them in a false sense of security is what our
Thank
game plan
to
is.
Thank you to Me and Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football. To Me and Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country, authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest. Take advantage of To Me and Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying their homemade bread, fried peppers, and real Italian desserts and more. To Me and Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown, tomeandsons.net.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, Class 4A semifinals. Dowling leading 35-0. Maroons are about a quarter and a half away of going back to their seventh straight title game. And now on the kickoff, bobbling the football, Koski, he picks it up, and he finally wrestled down at the five-yard line. So the Bruins got it. Kennedy pinned back and deep in their own territory here, John Chido.
Yeah, their kickoff coverage was great at the start of the game. It was fantastic there. You had Kayron Hendred come up and step in front of Koski, as you see on the replay here, Mark, and wanted to jump in the air for the football and mishandled it and put Koski in a bad situation. And now Kennedy starting deep in their own territory.
5 minutes, 31 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. We do have the running clock as Dowling now leading 35-0. High school football, if you lead by 35 points or more in the second half, the clock continues to run, and it's only stopped once they get to a touchdown or a score or a timeout or an injury. And now a first down play, and the running of the football is the tailback, and that is Hendred, K'Ron Hendred, with a short gain. I'll spot him down just shy of the 10-yard line, about the 9.
Yeah, Kennedy has not been able to get their running game going here tonight. They had some burst there, but it's been shut down pretty quickly with the turnover, that last turnover with the interception, and it's been tough sledding for Kennedy.
Kennedy deep in their own territory, second down and 4. The handoff is to Hendrick again, and he's hit and dropped. Hendred, K'Ron hit at the point of attack, which was right by the right guard, and he's driven down. They move it back to the 8-yard line, a loss of 1.
Great job there by Russell Pearson, playing his defensive end spot, coming up and making that stop, shooting the gap. It looked like they had a little slant play drawn up there where he had one D lineman going one way and Pearson kind of stunting the opposite way and being able to get through the gap to make the tackle.
Well, when Kennedy gets behind, it's tough to catch up. Of course, it's tough for anyone to catch up because they do not feature a passing game. Now they'll run the tight end to the right side, 2 receivers right. Shotgun formation for quarterback Max White. Coach Brian White's son, the head coach for Kennedy. And White will just keep the football right over center, and he's hit and dropped across the 10 up to about the 12-yard line. He'll gain 4 to bring up fourth down, fourth and about 4 for Kennedy.
Yeah, that time Max White, a direct snap, and we've seen that all night. It's a run all the way, and he is more of he's been their feature back tonight for the most part. We haven't seen much of Koski back there, and it's limited their running game.
Yeah, and now here's the punt by Vandersee, and now here's Stillwell. Fair catch signal for it, his own 45-yard line. And that's where Dowling will start, first and 10 from their own 45-yard line. 3 minutes, 20 seconds remaining here in the third quarter from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadale alongside John Chido. Jeff Piggott, the Kennedy grad of class of 81, back at our Iowa Catholic Radio studios. I think he still kept us on the air, John, after, well, we said okay things about Kennedy. We respect him. I mean, we all do. Their coach is a pretty good guy, Brian White, the head coach there in his sixth year. Done a great job with the program.
I wonder if he put that green jacket back in the closet, huh?
I don't know. All right, first down, Dowling. Handoff. Gavin Wayne breaks a tackle, and he's loose. Inside the 30 now. It's a foot race. Gavin and the defender. Touchdown. Gavin Williams on a 55-yard run. And the Maroons extend their lead to 41-0 on Gavin's burst. And keep in mind, he's got fresh legs because Tegan Johnson had the previous series for Dowling, and he scored. And now Gavin Williams, 1 carry, 55-yard run, touchdown.
The 1-2-3 punch with Gavin, Tegan, and Hank, and this running game has been very effective tonight for the Maroons. They're having a lot of success running to the boundary, the short side of the field. They got the numbers there, and they're utilizing running behind Charlie Nank, Tyler Stein, and Bowles, and Nolan Sennett, and Joe Ryan.
All right. Steingraber in to hold, and the extra point now being attempted by the sophomore Cole, and John Cole boots through. Dowling leads 42-0. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Class 4A semifinals from the Unidome in Cedar Falls, along with John Chittle, Mark Amadeo. It's Dowling 42, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Petig.
Starting to get some echo or reverb
as you
went
to break
there.
The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing,
I'm starting to get some echo or reverb coming through
care.
Just as you tossed
Ashworth
a break there at
Ashworth Vision
the
Clinic
end.
Is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610.
Okay.
Online at ashworthvision.com.
Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? Probably because they love Catholic schools, right? Well, partially, but they also like the tax
benefits. I mean, you've been sounding
good
so far.
Or
just
they were helped when their kids were in school. Or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great. And after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
And And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Here's the kickoff by Dowling on the return. Here is Cedar Rapids Kennedy's Kayron Hanred. And he takes it at the 5. This time a little bit better return. Instead of being dropped at the 5, he takes it across the 30 and up about the 33-yard line. That's where Kennedy will have it. First and 10 from her own 33-yard line, trailing 42-0 with 2 minutes, 10 seconds. The game clock will continue to run here, John, with the running clock. And Kennedy just hasn't established anything tonight against this very fine Dowling defense, which we've seen all year.
Yeah, Dowling's defense with their speed and their quickness up front and their linebackers, it allows the flow to the ball because those defensive linemen are taking up their gap and actually getting through the gap tonight with a lot of success, and it allows those linebackers to play downhill, and they've done a great job stopping the run.
All right, first down, Kennedy, and now White on a toss play, left side, and trying to get outside, and he cutting back inside is Hendred again, and Kayron can't find any running room, and I think Dowling just recovered a fumble. Is that right? Oh, no, they're going to switch off. Excuse me. Dowling defense, first-team defense coming off. How about that with a minute and a half remaining in the third quarter? The reserves are going to play the rest of the way.
What a difference from last year to this year, where he went 4 overtimes in a semifinal game and being able to come out on top and having to recoup from that exhausting game to being able to pull your star with 1 minute to go in the third quarter to keep those guys fresh for next week.
All right, second and 8 for Kennedy in the handoff. Over the right guard goes the tailback that time. That's Hendred. Quarterback White going under center, and they give it to him, and it's a couple yards.
Time to stop was by Grant Morgan, who's coming in at that nose guard spot for Theo Davis with the great defensive stop up front from the Dowling defense.
Gets 3 yards, does Kayron. So it'll bring up third down and 5 for Dowling on the – rather, third down and 5 for Kennedy on their own 38-yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right for Kennedy. Pistol formation. The quarterback is Max White. The right-hander looks over the Dowling defense. There's a snap. Read option. The give is to Hendred. Tries to get outside, and he's hit and dropped. Nice job by the Dowling reserves that time. Hitting him head-on and clogging up some of that was Max Deary, number 30, and a few others there, John.
Yeah, Carson Krieghauser in on the tackle as well. He's been battling an injury all year long that set him back, and it's nice to see him back in the rotation. Getting back in this ball game, and especially in this atmosphere of the Unidome.
And we've come to the end of the third quarter here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. You can hear the Dowling fans in front of us here on the east side of the Unidome cheering on the Maroons. Dowling 42, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Okay.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadale along with John Chido tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Our thoughts and prayers to Matt Maindring and his family. The loss of his father today, Marvin Maindring, passing away from Sheldon, Iowa, up in a hospital in South Dakota. So thoughts and prayers with Matt and his wife Lisa, sons Nick, Ben, and daughter Victoria, who's a teacher at Dowling. Our thoughts and prayers are with the Maindrings tonight. I know Matt is, he texted me earlier saying he's listening to the game, and a very tough time, the death of his dad, very sudden this past few days. So, Johnny, very tough time for the Maindrings, and hopefully everything will work out. But I know one thing, I just got a text from some listeners out there that know this, and Bev Whipple, 15 rosaries. Now, none of those rosaries went to you and I,
yeah.
But I know it all went to Matt, and rightly so, and his family. Thanks, Bev, for that and all the thoughts of our listeners and our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio and the Maindring family.
Yeah, thank you, Bev, and we miss you down at the election office, so hopefully we get to see you soon. And my thoughts and prayers also, once again, go out to Matt as well.
Yeah, and I know, Johnny, you're saying you miss the goodies you used to bring in, and I would share
some of
them.
The rosemary.
Yeah, well,
we were able to.
She shared. She shared, yeah. Are you saying you missed that?
Yeah.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
All right.
And Bev as well.
Yes, it did. All right, we're underway. Fourth quarter, and with the running clock in a 4A semifinal title. Unbelievable. And now here's the punt fielded by Dowling, a punt by Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and Austin Vanders seeing lets it go, and Stillwell, fair catch at his own 25-yard line. I think Coach Wilson will start to empty the bench, not only on the defensive side, which we saw. We're going to see some new offensive players in there for Dowling, so get out the two deep or roster.
Yeah. Talking to Jimmy last night, he had me nervous. We went down to his house. He lives across the street, and we talked X and O's and talked about tonight's game. And I come back, my wife looked at me and goes, what's wrong? You guys talking football? I said, I'm a little nervous, but total opposite of what we thought.
Yeah. Jake Steingraber in, the Dowling junior at quarterback, wearing number 10, runs the O.O. I called an option play because he had a tailback there for a while as his trail man, but then he turns the corner and met by a whole lot of white shirts for Kennedy. He'll lose some yardage there, John, as he tried to run the, what do you call that, the quarterback sweep to the right?
It's you have running backs going one way, and it's a quarterback keep all the way, Kennedy's defensive line stayed home and were able to make a nice play and move Dowling behind the chains.
Minus 6 yard run that time, so it's 2nd and 16 Dowling. In the backfield is Chase Hauschildt for the Maroons. Chase has rushed for 288 yards and 6 touchdowns and a timeout on the field. We'll take one ourselves. With 10:35 remaining here in the fourth quarter, Dowling 42, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing. Back in 1 minute from the Union Dome in Cedar Falls on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic sports and activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
Hey, we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadeo, John Chido. 10 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Dowling 42, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing. Dowling used a timeout in that last possession and threw an incomplete pass before we came back. Back to throw Steingraber on 3rd and 16, the pass incomplete, trying to hit his receiver from the right side on a slant pattern that time, John. Reed Beecher, the intended receiver, and he couldn't hook up with him.
Yeah, nice throw by Steingraber. It was right on target, and it hit Beecher in the hands, and he just kind of lost concentration as he kept his eye off it there at the last minute and looked upfield there. But nice throw by Steingraber.
Yes, it was. How about this? 9.5 minutes remaining for a Valley Dowling state title. How about that? That's never been done that I know of, and I'm trying to think of sports running through my head. Baseball, you know, you look at basketball. That's never been done. We're just about ready for that, and now here's a punt by the Maroons, short punt, and it'll take a Dowling bounce up to the where Cedar Rapids Kennedy will have it, 1st and 10 in Dowling territory at the 43-yard line. So right now the shutout is in jeopardy here with 8:50 in the game clock, continue to run. Dowling 42, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing. But how exciting will that be? The state of Iowa can watch two teams that are two X's apart on Interstate 235 in Des Moines play each other for a state title.
You know, we talked about it for so long. How many times we talked about it when we when we wanted to separate the east side of the state from the west side of the state, and and to have this matchup happen, and it finally has come to fruition, and what a game that's going to be. And Valley looked really good the game before.
Yes,
this.
They did. But Dowling Valley State title. You're giving that kid the keys to our van.
Yeah, we might be walking.
We
home.
May be hitchhiking.
Yeah.
You know,
who knows?
The Sarcone family, and I know they got pizza, and I've been requesting that. Of course, I get nowhere with that. We may have to hitchhike with and ride with the Sarcones. You gave that kid the keys. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's your son. Never mind.
Yeah.
We're good.
That's even worse.
8:51 remaining in the fourth quarter. And, yes, it would set up a rematch next Friday night. We'll be on the air at 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock. Dowling and Valley. Valley earlier today, a 35-7 win over Bettendorf in the first 4A semifinal. And, yes, the Dowling Maroons leading 42-0 over fifth-seeded Cedar Rapids Kennedy. The Maroons, well, a couple things on the line. Dowling going for their 10th straight win, and this will snap an eight-game Kennedy winning streak because their last loss, Cedar Rapids Kennedy's last loss, was to the Valley Tigers in week three. Dowling's last loss was to the Valley Tigers in week two, and it sets up a Dowling and undefeated Valley 4A championship next Friday night. Do you think the state of Iowa will enjoy watching two 4A powerhouses go at each other?
If this place isn't packed, then I don't know what game will get it like that. And it'll be very loud, and it's going to be a competitive, physical ball game. Dowling going for their 28th, I think, playoff win in a row.
And unbelievable. That's
which is remarkable.
Undefeated. Unbelievable feat. And we want to thank Skeffington's Formal Wear, R&R Realty, and, of course, the Catholic Tuition Organization headed up by G. Wells, CTODSMDiocese.org. For more information, now Kennedy with the football and White, the quarterback. He's went the distance for the Cougars. And he keeps the quarterback, running play to the right side, and gets from the Dowling 42 down to the Dowling 39, a gain of three.
Yeah, White's been their primary running back this whole game. We've talked about it. It's been direct snaps and him running the football. That time he hands it off.
And that doesn't happen very often, but that time he did, and I think another running back just got in there.
Big number 45 again.
Ostendorp, yeah. Fullback. He also is their starting linebacker, outside linebacker, and Jay Ostendorp with the carry for Kennedy. Right up the gut he goes, down to the Dowling 35, gain of four. So they'll bring up third and three for the Cougars. They'll close out their season with a very fine record, 10-2 on the season. White will keep it. Quarterback keeper around the left end. Tries to turn the corner, and he's tripped up. Ball's forward maybe for a couple of yards down to the 32-yard line. 7 minutes, 40 seconds. The game clock continues to run here in the fourth quarter.
Nice play by number 92, Emmanuel Macri, and number 20, Carson Kreishauser on the stop. Brings up fourth and short. I would expect White to run the football again on a direct snap. See if they can pick up this first down.
White gained three in that last carry. Fourth and one, and Kennedy going for it from the Dowling 33. White will keep it, bounces outside, first down and more. Inside the 20, down the far sideline, and finally run out of bounds. Nicely that time by Blake Anderson at the 15-yard line, and he'll gain 17 yards in the carry.
That's another sophomore for Dowling getting to be able to get some action in a semifinal game. The unit, what a remarkable thing to see these young guys, juniors and sophomores, getting this type of playing.
Spot his foot out at the 16-yard line. A 16-yard carry for White. And how about these young men for Dowling? You know, a JV schedule that isn't, you know, very many games. These are the kids that will be playing next year. They're getting state tournament Unidome experience. How about that?
Yeah, quality minutes, very, very much so. And that experience is going to pay off if they can get back in this position next year. But, you know, of course, this year you got to worry about next week.
And then Reed Packenbier with the touchdown reception for Kennedy, and a nice pass for White. He had to throw it over the Dowling linebacker. And Reed Packenbier, he's the fourth linebacker they bring in on defense, but he's also one of the tight ends. And touchdown Kennedy from 16 yards out, avoiding the shutout. Now the extra point coming up.
And Cedar Rapids Kennedy does that shift on their extra point, and now they'll bring him in and kick the football here, Mark. But Max White, nice job being able to bounce that outside to set up that first and goal play.
And it's a bad snap, and Dowling recovers the loose football. The extra point is no good. So with 6:27 remaining, here in the fourth quarter, Dowling 42, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 6. Back in 1 minute, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowlin Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
Support for programming on Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, the leader in commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door for one-of-a-kind world-class design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door, serving imaginations since 1992.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadeo, John Chido. Dowling's lead now 42-6, followed the five-play, 42-yard drive by Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And now on the kickoff, Dowling fielding the ball at the 20. And when you put your knee down, you are down in high school football. And that is Jack Meyer on the coverage there for Dowling. First and 10 Maroons right at the 20-yard line or 25-yard line. It depends on where they spot it. But John Chido, we mentioned this is valuable. Maroons, what was the final couple minutes of the third quarter? Coach Tom Wilson, the Dowling coach, stopped between plays, took the starting defense out, put the reserves in, and they've been playing the rest of the way. So the Dowling offense, valuable playing time for these young men, and they'll get another week of practice.
Yeah. The season once again extends for another week late into November, which has been kind of a pattern here lately the last 7 years.
All right, first down from the 20-yard line, and Dowling will have a running play, trying to get outside and stop nicely that time by Shamarian Graham, the linebacker, who makes the stop on the Dowling ball carrier. We had Hauschild in there, also in there for Dowling, number 82, and that's Mac Anderson coming in as a wide receiver. He split out wide right. And Koa Thompson is wide to the left, the Dowling long snapper. Steingraber's a quarterback. Jake in some mop-up duty here. They give us the house shield, and he's swallowed up at the point of attack, losing yardage.
Yeah, Dowling just trying to run this clock and get out of here with no injuries and keep everybody healthy for next week and keeping the ball on the ground and being very conservative here, which is expected this late in the ball game up 42-6.
Yeah, the clock continues to run, no matter if it's an incomplete pass or run out of bounds. It's third and 12 now for Dowling, back on their own 18-yard line. Hauschild no gain on that last play. He lost 2 yards on the first play. And now we've got
12 men in the formation on the offense.
And Dowling with an illegal substitution. 12 men. Can't have 12 men out there, so the Maroons got to get rid of somebody. I think they did.
And they're still trying to figure out. There
they are. It's the extra lineman. Yeah, you can use six offensive linemen and a tight end. And that was Michael One.
That's tough when you're trying to substitute.
Play with 12 players. Third and 17. Steingraber back to throw. Now we'll run. He's got some running room outside the 15. And stops and hit and drop down at the 19-yard line. So he gets back to where the original line of scrimmage is. It'll be 4th and 11 Dowling and the punting unit in. As the game clock continues to wind at the four-minute mark.
Jake there, right there, doing the smart thing. Had pressure early on in that play and decided to tuck it and run and get positive yardage and give Dowling some room here to kick the ball out of deep in their own territory.
So, 5-yard gain that time for Steingraber. And the Maroons have a new punter in there. Thought that might be happening. Here's the snap. And getting the punt away is number 43, Drew Johns, on the punt. And it'll take a Dowling bounce eventually across the 35 and down at the 37-yard line. And that's where Kennedy will have it, first and 10 from their own 37-yard line with 3:17 remaining here in the fourth quarter. And Dowling leading 42-6. I want to thank the supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, our fine Fine job by Bozen the Florist. They sponsor our Red Zone, 515-244-ROSE. Say more with Bozen, 515-244-7673. And don't forget, Tamia and Sons. Boy, some fried ravioli would be good to go. Can Mario get that up here before we leave?
Yeah, considering I had a pretzel. That's all I've had for dinner. Of course, that's my fault.
Nice, yeah. All right, here is Kennedy with the football from the Dowling 37. And running out of bounds is the tailback, K. Ron Hendred, another senior for Kennedy, playing his final game. Lose the ball outside. He ran right, and he ran right out of bounds. And they're going to spot him down right around the 25-yard line, a gain of 12 and a first down.
It's nice to see Blake Anderson from his free safety position coming up and forcing that play out of bounds, taking a nice angle, and what could have been a big, big, big gain limited Kennedy from getting in the end zone.
Certainly did. So 12-yard gain, first and 10, Kennedy, two receivers left, two to the right. Here is White, back to throw, wants to run, now scrambling out of the pocket, will keep it, now fires towards the end zone, the ball tipped away and incomplete. He had the intended receiver down there, but knocked away by Carson Boyle, the Dowling safety. And his intended receiver that time was number 15, Isaiah Malley.
Did a nice job, Carson Boyle did, playing his man and turning and facing the football at the right time with his opposite hand, knowing where the receiver was and being able to take his left hand and knock down that pass. A great defense position by Carson Boyle.
I want to thank Ashworth Vision Center, along with construction professionals and dental associates, for supporting our broadcast all season long on Iowa Catholic Radio. Kennedy now, they'll run a little jet sweep action this time, and they hand it off to the wing going right to left and turning up field, and that's a young man who hasn't got a whole lot of action tonight, Brantley Koski, and he has been really held in check. Can't wait to see the final numbers when we get it from Jared Seifert, the Dowling stat guy. He'll bring in the final numbers here as the game is in its final minute with Dowling leading 42-6.
Yeah, both units of Dowling's defense have done a great job containing him and not letting him get outside and utilize his speed, and it's been a good job all around for both units of Dowling's defense tonight.
Yeah, 1 yard gain there. Third and nine for Kennedy. Back to throw is quarterback White. Rolls to his right, now wants to keep it inside the 20, and he runs into his own player, the wide receiver at the 15-yard line. And that was number 15, Isaiah Malley, and he is near a first down. He's got to get on the other side of the 15. That means the 14-yard line side of the 15, and they're going to spot him shy of the first down, John, fourth and one.
Yeah, Jackson Langan coming off the block there, playing his defensive back position to stop White short of that first down. Good job getting off the block by Jackson Langan. Another junior, seen a lot of action tonight.
All right, fourth and one. He was out of bounds at the 16-yard line. Three receivers left, one to the right. Max White, the Kennedy quarterback. The read option. The handoff goes to the tailback, and the Dowling defense holds K'Ron Hendred, stopped in the backfield, and that'll do it. The final play of the game, Dowling 42-6 winners over Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and congratulations to head coach Tom Wilson and the Dowling Maroons. They have now won 10 in a row. They improved their record to 11-1, and they'll face undefeated in 12-0 Valley next Friday night in the 4A title game, John Chido.
You couldn't write the script better. Not only are you playing Valley for the first time, your rival, and a great rival at that, to be able to come back and revenge their only defeat this year. You couldn't write it better.
No question about it. And we have the guy who... Well, they had the shutout for the most part, but I'll tell you what, this guy's done a great job. Grant Bossom, defensive coordinator, thanks for coming down before you head down with your team. Grant, great job by your defense, and what a win for Dowling, 42-6.
I appreciate having us back. It was a great effort. They're a good team. We did some good things on defense flying around, and we hope to think.
That might be on us here. Hang on a second, Grant. What's going on? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you got me. Oh, there we go. I get myself. All right, very good. Thanks for giving me the opportunity here.
Absolutely.
We did some good things on defense. You know, we hope to believe we're peaking at the right time. I mean, that's kind of been our motto the last couple of years, and this team is different. But we're playing some good football here at the end of the year.
And, Coach, I know we talked about it before the season. You just look in the roster, the starters you have. A little undersized compared to some Dowling defense. And you know what? You've made that work all year with the exception of the Valley game in week two. These kids are undersized, but they play with a lot of heart, and they go after kids.
We do. You know, in any of that game, we had quite a few kids that hadn't had the experience of the game. And it was nice playing this ultimately whatever 12 or 13 game season that you turn from a senior that was a sub to a darn good starter, or a junior that played a little bit, to now to being a, you know, what we feel like is a pretty good contributor to our team.
You got a linebacker in there, Gerke, who was quarterback for another school last year and first year playing linebacker, and then another young man, Jack Meyer, who stepped in, I think, after week two or three. You moved him into the starting lineup and really solidified those linebacker spots.
Yeah, they've done a great job, Coach Jack, with the linebackers. That's been a strength of our team for years. And Neonte, you know, I can't speak enough about Neonte. He, you know, just a team kid, you know, came here and basically said, hey, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to play? And I'll be candid with you, last summer, seeing him, he can play a lot of spots, but we felt like he'd be most effective in the middle for us, and that's been a good thing. And obviously, Jack, you know, Jack's a kid that doesn't say boo. He doesn't say anything, and just goes out and gets better and better, and he did a nice job. You know, they got some talent on the edge. You know, he adjusted to the speed after that first series or two, but adjusted that speed to turn things back.
Congratulations, first and foremost, Coach, advancing to the state championship game for 7 years in a row. But going back to Michael Keough's interception early in the first quarter, I believe, or first half, and really setting the tone for the defense. And the defensive front, it was explosive in the backfield all night, and linebackers all around. Great performance with the speed. Yeah, it was really impressive.
Appreciate it. Yeah, Mike has great instincts. He's a super talented kid, and he's a kid. You know, candidly, as a freshman sophomore, was a corner. We moved him to kind of our hybrid safety position, and you know, it's just nice having a kid, smart kid. Between him and Brock, just getting ourselves lined up, and we did some different stuff because Mike was actually playing on the backside, which isn't normal for him, but. As good an instincts as we got, and but again, overall, I think we got them in situations where it was passing downs, and they had trouble blocking our front. You know, a kid that, you know, father shows up every week. The kid that did a really nice job, I think, I don't know if he got any credit tonight, was Pearson Russell. He was going against D1. He was going against D1 today, and he held his own, you know, and that's what we asked him to do. And I think, and then those guys inside between Theo and Pettis and Patton, active and really holding their own on the inside.
Yeah, we called Pettis and Patton's name Pettis and Davis's name quite a bit.
Yeah, Theo Davis had a good game.
Schultz, your shutdown corner with the pick, and Michael Keough with a pick six. You got to love it as a defensive coach over there. Hey, that's some of our. You're part of the offense tonight.
That's
too.
Right. Hey, we scored too.
We
you know,
scored.
Yeah,
we scored.
That's, right. Yeah. that's been something in the past has been a real good piece of us doing. We had one with Filer early in the year, but you know, when you get that momentum, you know, and we're tough. I mean, we got offensively, we're so talented. If we get ourselves ahead, it's tough. You know, it's tough sledding. So you know, a big credit to the O line. The running backs, Hank making plays. You know, Louis made that catch over that wheel route. Had probably no business making that catch, but I mean, that's what Louis does. He makes plays and that sort of thing. So, but great team effort.
He sure did. And in your defense, obviously, they set the tone tonight early and allowed the offense in their running game behind that offensive line. And Gavin, Tegan, and Hank really had a lot of success running the football tonight. And all around, it's just a very impressive ball game tonight for both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, again, we got work to do, and this has been our goal: get to the state championship game again and see what happens. And you know, I think obviously everybody's going to talk about it. This is the first time it's happened, but I think this is just another ball game. You know, and they're talented; they're a good team. And you know, the thing about them is you know what you're going to get. You know, and just becomes, can we hold up? And you know, when, if you watching that first game, we didn't watch much of the second half, but the first half, you know, Bettendorf held their own. They just warmed down and established a run and kind of imposed their will. And, you know, we feel like we're hoping that we are a different team than week two. I would tell you from my perspective, we feel like we made some changes. We're coaching better too, I think. And you know, when you go from, again, some sophomores are playing D-tackle in week two to now week 12 or 13, and you know, our kids are really improving, and we believe. And I think that's the biggest thing. You know, it goes back to all the hard work we do with the morning workouts and stuff. Our kids just believe that they can – they just believe they're winners. You know, and we've built a culture. Obviously, Coach Wilson's built a culture of we're going to compete every day and every play, even when we have to shovel the snow to have practice.
Right. I saw that. That was pretty good. Grant, we appreciate you taking time. I know they're down there celebrating. You need to get down there with them.
Appreciate it.
Great job.
Appreciate
and we look forward to Valley Week, second time
round
around
two,
this year.
Round two. We're excited about the opportunity.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks,
appreciate
Coach. Congratulations. Thanks,
Grant Bossom, defensive coordinator for the Maroons, visited with us here on the postgame show. Dowling 42, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 6 from the Unidome at Cedar Falls. Mark Amadale, John Chido. I want to thank Coach Bossom. Let's go through these numbers so we can release Coach Seifert because we've got his iPad. Final numbers tonight, Dowling with 363 yards total offense. Kennedy of Cedar Rapids, 136 yards total offense. Kennedy, 10 yards of passing, 126 yards on the ground. Dowling with 59 yards of passing and 304 yards on the ground of their total offense. And the Maroons tonight forced two turnovers by two interceptions by Michael Keel and Owen Schultz with the other one for Dowling. First downs, Maroons with 15 first downs. Kennedy with 10. Dowling penalized six times for 67 yards. Just one penalty for the Maroons in the second half. And Kennedy, one penalty for 13 yards. Hank Hemrick tonight, 8 out of 12 passing for the Dowling quarterback. 59 yards and no touchdowns, no interceptions. For Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, their quarterback was Max White. He was 2 out of 7 passing, 10 yards. One touchdown pass and two interceptions. White was their leading ball carrier. 19 carries, 54 yards. On the night for the Cedar Rapids Kennedy quarterback. Their tailback for Kennedy, number 21, K-Ron Hendred, 15 carries, 38 yards. And their fullback tonight had a couple carries. Ostendorp was 3 carries, 23 yards. And the young man we talked about, Brantley Koski, their all-everything held to 3 carries and 11 yards on the night by
That's
the
amazing.
Dowling defense. Isn't that something?
That's amazing.
And Koski just one catch for negative 6 yards, and that is their best ball player. Everything is featured through them. So congratulations to Coach Boss for Dowling. Gavin Williams leading ball carry, 11 carries, 140 yards, 3 touchdowns for Gavin. And Tegan Johnson breaks the 100-yard mark, 11 carries, 104 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Tegan. Hank Emmerich, 4 carries, 62 yards on the night. Leading receiver for Dowling was Louis Brooks, 4 catches for 37 yards. Gavin Williams, 2 catches for 10 yards. And Andrew Lynch, Dowling tight end, 1 catch for 10 yards to lead Dowling. So that's it, the final stats of the night. I want to thank Jared Seifert. 363 yards for Dowling, 136 for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And that'll wrap up our statistics and our postgame interview. We'll come back. John Chido and I will wrap things up from the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. Again, the final, Dowling 42. The Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy 6. Dowling improves its record to 11-1. They'll face undefeated in 12-0 Valley next Friday night in the 4A title game. Valley defeating Bettendorf 35-7 earlier this evening. And Kennedy closes out their year with a record of 10-2 and a number 5 seed. Back with final thoughts after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Again, the final, Dowling 42, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 6, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country, authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons' bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying their homemade bread, fried peppers, and real Italian desserts and more. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown, tamiaandsons.net.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
Welcome back to the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadale alongside John Chido. Final score in the 4A semifinal. Dowling back to the state championship game for the seventh straight year. The Maroons defeated Cedar Rapids Kennedy 42-6, and John, you and I are both shaking our heads. We would never expected this type of scoring outburst. Maroons led until they actually had the shutout going, 42-0, and then Kennedy tacks on a late touchdown with 6.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. But the running clock in a 4A semifinal, and I'm not, it didn't happen last year because we were going through four overtimes. Last year with Bettendorf, but this year the Maroons get the running clock and the win, and they get to face Valley for the second time.
You know, I looking at the film, and we knew we were going to have success running the football. The question was whether Dowling's defense could make some stops, and that's what I was told all week. And after looking how the defense played and how fast they were to the football, and really limited Cedar Rapids Kennedy to only the run. I mean, they made them one-dimensional. And
that's what Coach likes to do. Yeah, you know that.
It's just an amazing job. And it's not talked a lot about how much work this coaching staff does behind the scenes. I mean, watching film from 7 days a week, they're at that school, breaking down films, doing something or another, preparing for the week. And they do a tremendous job scheming and getting ready.
They certainly do, and, you know, the hats off to their families, their wives, their kids, because there's time away. There's a lot of time invested. A lot of times you come out to Dowling, like I do and you do, you'll see their family members out there on a Sunday as they're getting practice plans ready for Monday's first practice. But very important day on Sunday, and the Maroons will have that, as will Valley and Gary Swenson. The Tigers come in 12-0, and what an outstanding year they've had, and they're going to Dowling and Valley playing for the first ever time in a state championship game in football, at least. I can't speak for basketball and the other sports, but that is something. And we'll be here next Friday night, Lord willing, for the call here on Iowa Catholic Radio to culminate a tremendous year.
It's going to be exciting to watch. And this Valley football team is very well coached, and they have a lot of good athletes, and they're very deep on both sides of the ball. They have two running backs, and Creighton Mitchell, and I can't think of the other guy's name, but I'll know it here shortly, I'm sure. But they have two running backs, their quarterback. His first start this year, this is his first season at the quarterback position, does a nice job. I noticed the last time Dowling played Valley, his poise and being able to step up in the pocket and make some throws and do a lot of different things. They're very balanced on both sides of the football.
They certainly are, and that'll be a big challenge for the Dowling defense and offense next Friday night. Both of them are district champions, so you have that to throw in the mix. But I'll tell you what, the Valley Tigers, you know, we've seen them over the years. It's a great rivalry. I expect nothing less. The Tigers will bring everybody they can at them. You know, you mentioned Creighton Mitchell, you know, outstanding tailback, and he's spelled by the, I believe it's the young.
Is it Williams?
Yeah, I think it's the young sophomore, you know. Name escapes me. I got to go to the program. Now you're making me look there. But nonetheless, it's a, you know, two-headed monster like Dowling with
absolutely.
Tegan Williams and Tegan Johnson, Gavin Williams. You know, you can't beat that.
Can't forget about those receivers Valley has, and New and
New. It's a big one.
Mahoney. Being able to make plays in space and utilizing their athleticism, great hands and speed on the outside. So
Jaden Williams, junior running back. He'll wear number 7, so you got Mitchell and Williams. And keep in mind, Mitchell was injured going into the Dowling game week 2 and came in, and he was kind of a surprise player.
Yeah.
And he ended up being the difference of the ball game because he could run the football with whatever little seam or hole that he found. He hurt Dowling that game, but here we are, 10 weeks later.
Yeah, it's going to be turnovers will determine that game. Who can limit the turnovers and who can be in the plus ratio in turnovers is going to be the difference in that game.
Yep. Gavin Williams tonight for Dowling, as we mentioned, 3 touchdowns on the night. He ran one in from 3 yards out, 6 yards out, and 55 yards out, his last one there in the third quarter. Tegan Johnson with a pair of touchdown runs of 1 yard and 46 yards. And Michael Keel with a 25-yard pick six interception return. That gave Dowling a 14-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. So those are some big plays. Dowling had some big drives tonight. Gavin's touchdown, one of them, 7 plays, 80 yards. And Tegan's touchdown run of a yard out, 9 play, 84-yard drive. So those are pretty big drives for Dowling, but yet they also scored quick. Gavin's last touchdown, 1 play, 55 yards. So the Maroons kind of did it all once they had the ball.
And special teams played a big role tonight, too, because
Stillwell.
The start Stillwell. Of the game, the kickoff team put Cedar Rapids Kennedy in some bad situations and deep in their own territory, and Dowling capitalized on that defensively. And I can't say enough about their defense tonight.
No question, and that'll have to happen next week if the Maroons want to stay with a very fine Valley team. They're undefeated for a reason. They played the best, and now they're going to play Dowling again. The state champion. The Maroons going for the 7th straight title, and we'll be here next Friday night. Again, if you tuned in late, our third man up here in the booth, Matt Maindring, his father passed away yesterday, earlier today, Marvin, 77 years young, up in Sheldon, Iowa. They were in a hospital in South Dakota, so our thoughts and prayers are with Matt Maindring and his family, and here in the next few days before the funeral. So keep that in mind. He is a Dowling principal, and he's our color guy. He coached football up at Sheldon and came here, and we put him to work. Mr. Marcule retired. We put him to work, and our thoughts and prayers are with Matt and his family with the death of his dad earlier today.
Yeah, they sure are.
Well, John, we'll head back to Des Moines if we got a ride. You handed off your keys. I've never
to a 16-year-old.
To a 16-year-old.
The battery might be dead. Yeah. Who knows?
We had three of the friends with him, so if you see a couple guys in a white jacket and in a maroon jacket on the Highway 20, that's us looking for a ride home. But hopefully they're just getting the van warmed up. But, John, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll look forward to next Friday.
Yeah, I am too. You couldn't write the script any better.
Yep.
So.
Dowling Valley next Friday night, and that will wrap up our coverage tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Our thanks to all the folks involved. Our studio producer is Jeff Piggott. Our guys over to the right of us, Scott Unash, the Hall of Famer, and John Haggerty, and the folks from KGYM Radio, 1600 ESPN in Cedar Rapids. I want to thank him for all they do to support us. And I know they'll be here in spirit next week supporting us, or at least maybe home in Cedar Rapids watching us. Who knows? Our halftime guest was Andy Jepson, the Catholic Football League, and we want to thank Andy for that. Best of luck to Andy and the Grandview University Vikings going for an undefeated season during the regular season as they take on Clark College tomorrow at Grandview University in Des Moines with their kickoff. Our next football broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio, the 4A championship game next Friday, November 22nd, Valley and Dowling, round two. And this will be for all the marbles. We'll be on the air at 6:30 next Friday night from here in the Unidome. Kickoff, 7 o'clock. For John Chidle and our thoughts and prayers with Matt Maindring, this is Mark Amadale thanking you for listening to our broadcast tonight here on 1150 AM, 88.5 and 94.5 FM in the greater Des Moines area. And we're streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com. For studio producer Jeff Piggott, final score, final time tonight. Dowling going to the state championship for the 7th straight year. Dowling's 42, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 6. So long from the new dome here in Cedar Falls.
Coverage of Dowling Catholic High School football is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, R&R Realty Group, Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, Skeffington's Formaware, Tamiya and Sons, and Bozen the Florist. Please support the businesses that underwrite Iowa Catholic Radio on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. The preceding has been a Dowling Catholic Sports presentation on Iowa Catholic Radio.